Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
We are discovering the life of isolation and abuse she lived for nearly 2 decades. Dugard was forced to have 2 children with her alleged abductor, Philip Garrido. Dugard and the children were then kept in a hidden area at Garrido's home. El Dorado County Undersheriff Fred Kohler.
You could walk through the backyard, walk through the house, and never know that there was another set of living circumstances in that backyard.
Dugard and the children are said to be in relatively good shape. Garrido and his wife are in jail. Live in Placerville, California, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
It's fire season in California, and crews are battling a series of wildfires around the state that have forced thousands of people out of their homes. Many of them live in Rancho Palos Verdes, a seaside community of expensive houses. KNX Radio's Pete Demetrio is covering that blaze.
There is almost no wind at this time, nothing driving it or pushing it. The only thing that is there is an awful lot of thick, heavy brush in there. So if embers are burning or if there's a low-level fire crawling along, it has a very good chance of staying there. And if the wind picks up, it could be driven in any one of a number of directions.
No injuries have been reported so far in the fires. By the thousands, they've come to pay quiet tribute to Senator Edward Kennedy, whose body lies in repose at the John F. Kennedy Library in Boston. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato reports.
Well past midnight, the doors were kept open because the line was still long.
I'm willing to wait quite a while.
Alin Snell of Port Aransas, Texas, calls it the experience of a lifetime.
Ted did a lot for the government. He got his ups and downs, but he's human like the rest of us.
Kim Murray brought her 6-year-old, Sophie.
I would like her to know that it is important to have leaders that stand up for the little guy.
This evening, a service with congressional colleagues paying tribute.
I'm Peter Mara on Martha's Vineyard. President Obama is working on what his aides describe as a highly personal remembrance of his friend Senator Kennedy. Spokesman Bill Burton previews the tone of the eulogy.
He was a giant to the United States, but also in President Obama's life.
Mr. Obama will reflect on Kennedy's impact on his own career and his role in shaping so much major legislation on so many crucial issues. Mr. Obama leaves for Boston later today, a day earlier than previously planned, so he can be in Boston before the arrival of the latest big Atlantic storm. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Martha's Vineyard.
Tough talk from Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Today, he's calling for opposition leaders to be put on trial over the unrest that followed June's disputed election. Los Angeles Times correspondent Borzu Daragahi is monitoring events in Iran from Beirut.
He said that the most important task now for the judiciary and the security forces is to deal seriously with these leaders and masterminds. He called for their prosecution and he called for their arrests. And as he did so, the crowd of worshippers inside the Tehran University venue chanted execution for the ringleaders, a call for them to be put to death.
Now, the heart of the country will be the center of the abortion debate today. Operation Rescue plans to protest at a women's health clinic in Bellevue, Nebraska, run by Dr. Leroy Carhart, who performs abortions. The group, headed by Troy Newman, will also hold a rally in Omaha.
We do not want any harm to come to Mr. Carhart, his staff. Neither do we want harm to come to us. But we see violations in the state and federal statute. And
you're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Presenting the one, the only.
Entertaining. Quentin Tarantino has struck box office gold and scored the best opening weekend of his career with his latest movie, Inglourious Basterds, which ranked in a whopping $37.6 million. The movie, which stars Brad Pitt, tells the story of a group of Jewish American commandos who wage a violent and surprisingly humorous war on the Nazis.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Attention all food fans. The first ever Top Chef Master has been named, and the new season of the regular flavored show has begun. Chef Rick Bayless came out on top after his master's battle with competitors Hubert Keller and Michael Chiarello, and won $100,000 for his favorite charity. Next came the new season premiere, with 17 new chef contestants fighting for the title of Top Chef.
TomTom turn-by-turn navigation for the iPhone has arrived. The eagerly awaited software recently hit the App Store with a price tag of just under $100. It promises all of the features you'd expect from a GPS system, plus a few added benefits which take advantage of the phone's multi-touch screen. You can pinch to zoom, scroll through menus, and more. There's also a car kit available, complete with charging abilities.
A hot one with a high of about 84, currently 57. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Ralph Shop Mini, now offering special 1.9% APR financing through August 31st on all Mini models, including the Mini Convertible. Learn more at RalphShopMini.com. That's RalphShopMini.com.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Barbaric!
Radio talk show host Bill Press.
His 6'4" frame was well toned by constant athletics.
There's square dancing and trains and obviously balloon hats.
Gracias, buenos días, bienvenidos a la Casa Blanca.
This is the Bill Press Show.
America, this is our moment. This is our time. Our time to turn the page on the policies of the past.
Play ball.
Teddy Kennedy comes home to Boston, and thousands of grateful Massachusetts residents turn out to welcome him home. He will lie in state today, and funeral service tonight, funeral tomorrow morning, funeral mass tomorrow morning, and then burial tomorrow at Arlington near his brothers, John F. Kennedy Jr., John F. Kennedy, and Brother Bobby Kennedy. Hey, hello, everybody. It is Friday, August 28th. Good to see you today, and welcome, welcome to this Friday edition of the Bill Press Show as we go into the weekend and continuing to cover the top stories of the day, bringing them to you and giving you a chance to join in the conversation. Our toll-free number, 866-55-PRESS. Welcome your calls at any time, 866-55-77-377. On this Friday. I'm telling you, August 28th. I can't believe it. I mean, summer. Whatever happened to it?
It's Christmas time, practically.
If you go into shopping stores, it is.
Yeah,
before you know it, it'll be here.
Yeah, summer just ran right away, didn't it?
Yeah. I don't even feel like I've had a vacation, a summer vacation.
There are still technically like 25 days of summer left. It's okay.
Technically, but I mean, end of August, that's it, baby.
Yeah. Hey,
back
man,
in
end of
back
August,
in school.
You can do summer.
Congress will be coming back, and
hey, it's summer. Anytime you want to make it summer, just throw on a Hawaiian shirt and open a beer, and it's summer. For me, it is at least. I celebrate summer in November.
Right, that's it. I just take it back. All right,
yeah.
Dan, just straighten it out.
There you go.
Yeah. Just saying, don't
Peter
get
Ogburn,
down.
Peter Ogburn, Dan, I am down. I don't like to
down.
See August go by that fast. So we got. Also, want to remind you, please check out the website. We're so proud and happy with our brand new website, all refurbished, refinished. It's just like you have a new kitchen in your house, right? You want to show
sparkles.
It off to your friends. Mm-hmm. It does. Go to the website, check it out at BillPressShow.com, and sign up for the phone show. The phone show doesn't cost nothing, as we say, but don't cost nothing. But you get your get the parting shot and the free podcast sent to your cell phone every day on delivery. This is a cell phone. I hope it pings when it comes in. Does it?
Yes, it makes a little ding when you get a text.
A little sound.
Ring. Bill Press. Here it is.
Just like that.
You can do that, and of course, you can also, and we highly recommend that you purchase while you're purchase a podcast. That does cost, but that gives you the ability to get the show every day through iPhones to your iPod or your iPhone or whatever you want, and listen to the show.
iTunes. You can use it on PC or Mac or whatever.
That's what I meant to say. iTunes. And then whatever you download it from iTunes, you're there.
Yeah.
Right?
Right there.
All right. This stuff, I can't believe this. I mean, I was so upset about the birthers. They just won't stop. Remember, I asked that question about Robert Gibbs. Is there anything he could say that would make the birthers go away? Well, you thought the birthers were bad? How about this? Now we have the after birthers. Led by the same guy, Alan Keyes, who led the birthers.
Uh-oh.
I mean, this unbelievable. Just read this. The story, the wires, just cross the wires.
Crazy, frankly.
In the continuing controversy surrounding the president's U.S. citizenship, a new fringe group known as Afterbirthers has demanded the authentication of Barack Obama's placenta from his time inside his mother's womb. Alan Keyes, right against him, he's leading this group, quote, "All we are asking is that the president produce a sample of his fetal membranes and vessels, preferably along with a photo of the crowning and delivery, and this will all be over."
I agree with that.
Yeah. I mean,
we want the guy to prove that he was born. We should be able to see the placenta.
Yeah.
I mean, can you... What do they want next?
Yeah, there's no proof of birth unless there is placenta.
You know, next they're going to be digging up his mother's grave to examine her birth canal or something.
People are deathers.
Yeah, those are the after-deathers.
The after-deathers.
I just think now it's gone too far. I hope some of these members of Congress who've been supporting the birthers will get up, be willing to stand up today and say, you know, we were for the birthers, but we're not.
Yeah.
We're not for the afterbirthers.
No. We need to see the placenta. I will not acknowledge him as my president until I see a placenta.
We ought to get that list of the members of Congress who support the birthers, those 10 or so, right? And call them up, everyone, and see if they support the afterbirthers. We'll see how far it's gone much too far now. Much too far. Come on. Let's just be decent here about this whole thing. All right, coming up, we're going to be talking a little bit later here with a vice president of the UFCW, United Food and Commercial Workers Union. That's the union that represents the workers at Whole Foods, and see what they say about this crazy CEO of Whole Foods who is leading the campaign against health care reform in this country. And I took a look last night, believe it or not, at Glenn Beck. And I'd like to tell you about the truth to rebut some of the Glenn Beck lies. But first,
this is the Full Court Press.
Other headlines making news. Michael Vick's second bankruptcy plan has been approved by a Virginia bankruptcy judge. It has Vick paying back everyone from creditors to the Atlanta Falcons with his future earnings. His debts total more than $20 million. The judge also required Vick to retain a personal financial manager to ensure he spends his money in all the right places.
Wait, with $20 million, boy, that'll take half of his salary this year, right?
Yeah, seriously, poor guy.
John and Kate's plus eight are revolting, all of them. They don't want to be filmed. TLC reality star John Gosselin told Life and Style magazine the kids staged a sit-in a couple weeks ago, pushing back at the constant taping of their lives. One witness says the 5-year-old sextuplets and 8-year-old twins were pushed by the crew to film more when they were tired and didn't want to, but TLC denies that claim.
Good for them. I hope that's true.
This is what we call a cry for help. Leave the kids alone. For the parents to please. God.
And actor Jason Biggs had to cut short his European vacation after he was attacked on the Rock of Gibraltar by a monkey. He and American Pie co-star Eddie K. Thomas were celebrating the 10-year anniversary of the teen's movie release with a visit to the landmark when one of the monkeys, which live around Gibraltar and are called Barbary apes, suddenly leaped onto Jason from a tree and tried to bite his face off.
I know. It wouldn't be funny if they were trying to bite your face off.
No,
but
I mean...
It is a kind of weird thing. I've read about... I've never been to Gibraltar, but I've read about that. It's known... these monkeys are known to attack tourists there.
Why in the world would I want to go anywhere where they have monkeys that try and chew your lips off?
Monkey business.
I don't want to go there.
It's not the only place in the world.
Just send me a postcard.
I've seen parts of, talk to people who have been to India, too, parts of India, where they warn you as you're visiting some of these temples that the monkeys are known not to be too kind to the visiting tourists. All right. So, we're talking about the Whole Foods boycott in the last hour. The other boycott that's going on, of course, is the boycott of the Glenn Beck show. More and more advertisers, big names, Sprint and Walmart and CVS and Procter & Gamble, have given word to Fox News that they are pulling their ads from the Glenn Beck program, because of this comment that he made. He didn't make it on his own program, but he's the guy who said it. He said it on Fox and Friends on July 28th. But this is Glenn Beck talking about President Obama.
I'm not saying that he doesn't like white people. I'm saying he has a problem. He has a, this guy is, I believe, a racist.
Now, much, much, much too far over the line. So, you know, and I've heard about now Glenn Beck. So what do you do? You would expect somebody to say something like that. He would just realize, oh, you know what, that was a little over the line. And just, that's all he has to do is just say, you know what, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. We can disagree on the issues, but I shouldn't have called him a racist. No. But, of course, Beck hasn't apologized. He has just gone on the attack more and more. So I took time last night to actually watch the Glenn Beck show. And I have to tell you, by the way, last night he had the highest ratings on Fox except for Bill O'Reilly. And he actually had more viewers. And he's on early, right? 5 o'clock East Coast time. Not really, not even prime time. He had more viewers between 25, the ages of magic ages, with the retailers like of 25 to 54 than Bill O'Reilly did, which is pretty scary given the stuff that he is saying. I could not believe the lies. And there, I'm going to tell you about three of them. First of all, he is on this tear about the fact that his big thing is President Obama is trying to create a civilian national security force, which is as strong as the military. And he's trying to scare the hell out of people by saying, watch out, because this is what Obama is up to. He's going to put this big, huge force, a strong armed force, if you believe Glenn Beck, right alongside of the military, as well-funded, as well-armed as a military, and he's going to use that like his own private army to force his agenda on the American people. I mean, whoa, paranoid? Like overboard paranoid. Well, when I heard him last night, I realized, you know what he's talking about? He's talking about AmeriCorps. He's talking about the Peace Corps. He's talking about President Obama's plans to expand those two programs, plus to expand VISTA, to expand Teach America, to expand the Green Jobs Corps. I mean, he's talking about this alternative ways of that getting kids into public service and into doing things like building trails, helping build schools, teaching classes, you know, working in inner cities, going around the world to work in villages and represent the United States. I mean, these programs, that one started, of course, by President John F. Kennedy. That's what Glenn Beck is talking about, and he compares it to, last night, I heard him on the show, I'm not making this up, he compares the Peace Corps and AmeriCorps to Hitler's SS forces. He compares Teach America, he did last night, to Saddam Hussein's Fedayeen, which was his secret police, you know, that he used to assassinate any political enemies inside of Iraq. I mean, anybody who would take that leap and present that and scare the American people like that and so misrepresent what is going on, I mean, that's more than, we're talking about more than debating the issues and disagreeing on the issues here. We are talking about deliberate, false misrepresentation on national television day after day after day. And then he compounds that by saying, and that's what Obama is working on, and as leaders of that, he said, he's put a group of people around him in the White House. He calls them czars, right? Of course, their title isn't czar. He uses the word czar because of the communist, right, Russian, rather, connection. In fact, he calls them revolutionaries, communist, inside of the Obama administration. Last night, he called them revolutionary communist. And he's talking about two people in particular. One of them is a guy by the name of Van Jones. The other is a guy by the name of John Holdren. Van Jones is in the White House, is the head of Green Jobs for the White House Council on Environmental Quality. Beck paints him as some radical, some revolutionary from Oakland. Yeah, well, you know, he was, maybe. He founded the first Green Jobs Corps in the entire country in Oakland back in 2005. He was one of, by the way, the founders of this group called Color of Change, which is sponsoring the boycott against Glenn Beck, and maybe that's why Glenn Beck doesn't like him. But, I mean, he was also named, Van Jones, one of the 100 most influential Americans by Time magazine in 2007. An outstanding young man working in the White House in charge of green jobs. That's hardly communist revolutionary activity. And secondly, there's John Holdren, came from Harvard, was professor of environmental policy at the Kennedy School in Harvard, now director of the Office of Science and Technology. John Holdren, he says, is a radical because way back in 1977, he was one of the co-authors of a book with Paul Ehrlich about population control. And in that book, they did say that if population crisis got out of control, the population got out of control, and the population crisis were severe enough that was really going to endanger this country, then he said such things as compulsory abortion, mandatory sterilization might be considered. They didn't say they were for it. They said it could get this bad, it could go this far if. John Holdren was confirmed in his position as the director of the Office of Science and Technology by the United States Senate just a couple of months ago. David Vitter from Louisiana asked Holdren at this hearing, he said, do you think determining the optimal population of the United States is the role of government? Holdren said, no, Senator, I do not. Glenn Beck never tells you that. He's making a whole big deal about this book that the guy co-authored, a very hypothetical book he co-authored way back in 1977. It's just the constant lies of Glenn Beck. What I want to know is, why is he getting away with it, and why do people believe it? 866-55-PRESS. I got to tell you, I think this guy is dangerous. Not only that, I think he's sick. I was watching him last night. I expected to see the guy come in. Guys come in any time with a butterfly net, and you know, capture him and take him off somewhere. He's crazy. Glenn Beck, 866-55-PRESS.
I want every American to know this: we will rebuild. We will recover, and the United States of America will emerge stronger than before.
The official morning show of the Obama generation, The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Real health care reform will make America a stronger country. That's why Congress has a patriotic duty to pass health care reform that includes a strong public option. Hey, this is Bill Press on behalf of Patriot Majority. Yes, the battle lines are drawn. Republican leaders, right-wingers, and insurance companies are trying to kill real health care reform. So this is what you can do to fight back. Call your senator or member of Congress today at 202-224-3121. Tell them to support health care reform with 1, a strong public option, 2, an employer mandate, and 3, no tax on health care benefits. And then email Congress with the same message. Tell at least 10 of your friends, family, and coworkers to call and email Congress with the same message. Real health care reform will include a strong public option, an employer mandate, and no tax on health care benefits. Help put America back on track with real health care reform. Act today. For more information, go to patriotmajority.us or go to my website, billpressshow.com. Paid for by Patriot Majority.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away 500 free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-914-5076. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-914-5076. 1-800-914-5076. That's 1-800-914-5076.
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only,
entertaining, movie director Ridley Scott is returning to the Alien franchise. His original creation back in 1979 spawned a slew of sequels, including James Cameron's Aliens and David Fincher's Alien 3. But Scott is returning to make a prequel. The question on the tip of everyone's tongue is whether or not Sigourney Weaver's Ripley character will be returning too. America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Actor Tony Danza is returning to television. Best known for his roles in shows Taxi and Who's the Boss, Danza will appear in a new show called Teach on cable channel A&E. He'll be seen co-teaching a 10th grade English class at Northeast High School in Philadelphia. And although he admits that the thought of teaching on TV is daunting, his goal is to be a really good teacher.
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only,
entertaining, it's official. The next season of American Idol will not feature Paula Abdul and her trademark over-the-top positivity. Abdul recently confirmed rumors and announced via her Twitter that after 8 years, she wouldn't be returning. TV executives hope to find her replacement before January and the start of the live shows. Until then, guest judges, including Victoria Beckham, will sit in. The lineup for the new season of ABC's Dancing with the Stars has been announced. And like previous seasons, this one has a few celebrity surprises in store. Macy Gray, Kelly Osbourne, Aaron Carter, Donny Osmond, and former Dallas Cowboy Michael Irvin have all been named as contestants in the show, which hits screens on September 21st.
Colorado's Progressive Talk on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on am760.net.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you follow your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Almost 21 and the other's almost 18. One of the things about Obama's campaign that I really supported was this notion of young adults having various ways of serving their country.
Yeah.
Military being one of them, and AmeriCorps or Teaching Corps being another. I support our military strongly, but I also know that my sons are not cut out for military duty. So I would love to think that they would have another option, a way to earn college credits that would not involve the military, that would involve serving the United States of America.
Absolutely. And remember, Maureen, even John McCain talked about this, right? I mean, John McCain is the way he put it, that we should give kids an opportunity to serve in a cause greater than themselves, and whether it's the military or something else. But to degrade the other stuff as being subversive or un-American, I mean, again, it's totally crazy.
This is the Bill Press Show.
In this stress economy, smokers are smoking more and being taxed more. It's not fair. Close to 500,000 Americans die every year from smoking. You know the facts. Introducing Smoke Assassin, the electronic smoking device that's just like the real thing. And look, smoke rings of water vapor. We'll give you the Smoke Assassin, a $120 value free. We can't say you'll quit smoking, but thousands quit every day. We can't say it's a healthy smoke, but you do the math. No tobacco, no tar, no chemicals, no poisons, no smoke, no ash, no smelly clothes, and no guilt. You blow out rings of water vapor. Smoke Assassin looks real, it tastes real, and it really satisfies. Call now and get the Smoke Assassin free. Again, it's a $120 value, yours free. Do it for your family, do it for your kids, do it for your health, do it for you, and do it for free.
Yes, do it for free. 800-591-2546 for you or a loved one. 800-591-2546. First 200 callers get one for free. 800-591-2546. That's 800-591-2546.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Tired of waiting in line to bank a big bundle of paper checks? Need a faster way to deposit your cash without even getting off your couch? There's an app for that. USAA customers now have their very own iPhone app, which allows you to take a photo of both sides of the check, hit send, and then sit back as the deposit gets processed as if you were actually in the bank lobby.
Right now, we're 61 degrees downtown. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you want the best price when you sell your gold, it's easy. Just take it to Fast Cash. At Fast Cash, you'll get 40% more for your gold in cash and on the spot. So don't get ripped off. Get a quote before you sell and get what your gold's really worth. Visit FastCashGoldCenters.com.
It's time to shop the authority. Hurry into Sports Authority this week during our running sale with prices starting from $39.99, featuring Nike, ASICS, and New Balance. Gear up for fall sports with performance apparel, equipment, and cleats from top brands like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and more. It's time to shop Authority this week with men's and women's running shoes starting at $39.99. Sports Authority. Dedicated to the dedicated.
Landmark Lincoln Mercury is your destination for the largest selection of new Lincoln and Mercury product in the state. So if you're in the market to purchase or lease a vehicle, put Landmark on your list. The Lincoln Mercury product on display is stunning in design and function. Mercury Mariner, Mercury Milan, Lincoln MKZ, Lincoln Navigator, Lincoln MKS, Lincoln MKX, and the much anticipated Lincoln MKT. These vehicles are simply spectacular. Ford Motor Credit offers factory subsidized leasing on every Lincoln or low rate financing on all Lincoln and Mercurys, including certified pre-owned. If you desire a non-pressure buying experience, have one of our long-term professionals assist you. Landmark Lincoln Mercury has achieved number one ranking in Denver in sales and service performance. For the best in price, selection, and complete customer satisfaction, visit us at 5000 South Broadway or at buylincolns.com. Make the Landmark decision.
Volume claim based on total retail sales for the state of Colorado based on 2008 Ford statistics. Sales and service claims based on total retail sales for the city of Denver based on 2008 Ford statistics.
Hello, AM 760 listeners. It's Tom Hartman for Outdoor Kitchen. Outdoor Kitchen has everything you'll need for Colorado outdoor living. They have the largest selection of barbecue grills and grill accessories in the Rocky Mountains. And Outdoor Kitchen has a huge selection of high-quality patio furniture. Do yourself a favor this year. Stop in to see all there is to see at Outdoor Kitchen. You'll find them at I-225 and Tamarack behind Sonic. Call 303-991-9911. 303-991-9911 or go to OutdoorKitchen.com.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
This is the Bill Press Show.
33 minutes after the hour here on this Friday, August 28th, it is the Bill Press Show. We are coming to you live, coast to coast, from our studio here on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. A lot of talk about Whole Foods. And we took a lot of your calls earlier today from shoppers at Whole Foods who are now former shoppers at Whole Foods because their CEO, John Mackey, is out on the warpath against healthcare reform in this country, writing an article in the Wall Street Journal called The Whole Foods Alternative to Obamacare, where he says we don't need any stinking health care reform. A lot of consumers have called for a boycott of the store, as has the UFCW, the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, the great union in this country. You go to most supermarkets and the guys, the people who are men and women checking you out or stocking new products on the shelves or taking care of the produce department or slicing the meat for you or the people you see in the store and the people you don't see in the store, because they are sending stuff and getting stuff to the store or taking care of it behind the scenes, all represented by the UFCW. Pat O'Neill, Executive Vice President of the UFCW, joining us here on the Bill Press Show this morning. Hey, Pat, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Bill.
Let me ask you, first of all, is Whole Foods a union shop?
No, they are not. They're non-union.
Have you tried to organize them?
We have tried. We had some success before. We the workers organized this store in Madison, Wisconsin, about 7 or 8 years ago. And the company would not bargain a contract with the workers.
We
eventually lost representation after about a year and a half.
Well, what? So how do they get this reputation, maybe, for, because they do have a reputation for being the place where liberals and progressives ought to shop?
Right. It's somewhat of a charade, I think, that they have that. And I think that's what, you know, we're trying to further expose that now with Mackey's editorial that he wrote in the Wall Street Journal. I think it just alienated a lot of those progressives that do shop at that store that probably voted for Barack Obama.
I noticed in this news article about the proposed boycott. Are you leafleting some of these stores, letting people know what's going on and what Mackey has had to say about health care reform?
Exactly. We've done over 30 stores. We're have another 20 coming up. Some will be taking place today around the country. And we're disseminating information about his position and about the real need for health care reform in this country.
And so your message to shoppers is persuade them to fire Mackey or change their mind or just not to shop at Whole Foods?
Both. I think that to not shop at Whole Foods, to send a message to the company that they're out of step with the mainstream America, and that Mackey should go. That, you know, there's also a case can be made that he's not been the best leader of the company. He might have been when he started the company, but for shareholders and employees themselves, there's been a tremendous loss there.
Do you know, Pat, whether the workers of Whole Foods get health care benefits through their place of employment?
Yes, many of them do. They have a health savings account scheme is what they now have there. So they have high deductible plans. The company gives a portion into the health savings account, but then there's a pretty big number there that's referred to as a donut hole.
What's the response been to your call for the boycott? Any way to judge that yet, or is it too early?
No, it's been actually, we've been getting very good consumer response. And surprisingly, or maybe not so surprisingly, but it's been they've been very receptive. And there's a lot of stores that we've gone back and stayed out in front of them handing out the information.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you.
The response has been so good.
Response has been good here on the program as well, too. Pat O'Neill, Executive Vice President of the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, headed by my good buddy Joe Hansen from California. Hey, Pat, thanks for taking time for us this morning.
All right, thank you, Bill.
All right, so there you go, the union joining that. Interesting, I think most people would not expect that. I didn't know until I asked him that the workers of Whole Foods are not union members. The UFCW represents similar workers in just about every other supermarket chain. But Whole Foods has opposed any efforts to organize their workers. It's not just the union. A lot of consumers on their own. We've had a lot of calls from people who have gone in, seen the manager, seen the assistant manager, and just tell them, hey, you can't count on our business anymore. Here's Joyce calling from out in Madison, Wisconsin. Hi, Joyce.
Hello, Bill. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for listening on 92.1. The mic.
Yes. The best.
Absolutely.
I was calling to say to Whole Foods, they just lost a customer. My daughter, who is 14, has converted to vegetarianism, and she has recognized that it is more expensive and has even, you know, volunteered to put her own money towards her change in diet. And we recently went to Whole Foods before all this happened and kind of made a list of some staple foods, you know, that she can have and how much it would cost. And then after hearing this, they just lost a customer, and she's the one that heard about it and explained it to me. And so we are actually...
Good for her. Yeah.
Yep, we're actually looking around Madison for alternative places to shop for those very foods.
Well, you know what? There are a lot of alternatives. We've had several callers this morning. I forget now whether there was one alternative market mentioned from Madison, but people have been calling from all kinds of different cities around the country today. I think there are a lot of alternatives out there if you look, and there are also the local farmers markets in most communities, you know, on the weekends or at least one day during the week, Joyce. So, and I think the other thing I'd recommend is, as several of our callers have said, is let them know, let the management know that you've made this decision, your daughter made this decision. Good for her. Let's go out to Santa Cruz, California. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, Bill. I was wondering why now they have these wonderful programs to donate a goat and help people in poor countries. I think they need to be asking for charity for their own people so they don't have to have such a high deductible donut hole.
Exactly. Yeah, that's as we just learned from Pat O'Neill. But yeah, maybe they ought to be right asking people to throw in some extra money for their employees, right, so they could get a better health care reform plan.
Yeah, let's be real. And another thing is, my cousin lives outside of Minneapolis area, and she said she had a friend who worked for Whole Foods, and they needed to lay a bunch of people off, so they laid a bunch of people off, but then they needed to lay some more people off, so they fired them. And her friend actually won a suit against them because she had a wonderful work record and could prove that she'd been, you know, fired rather than laid off so they mm-hmm. could save money on unemployment. But most of the other people didn't win their suit. So well, I thought that, you know, I mean, I'm sure corporations do this kind of stuff.
Well, the other thing that's come out, as some people are really upset about, is that in effect, you know, somebody mentioned this morning they have a 30% profit margin in with Whole Foods, right? And now we know that's huge. Most grocery stores might be like 5%. They have 30%, and now we know where the money's going. The money's going to fight health care reform in this country.
Yes, and we have two new Whole Foods in our town, and I walked into it, and it was so expensive, I just, you know, kind of laughed. And then they're putting, but all, as you say, they're like the hip place to go. Like, my dad shops there. It's so funny. He's a retired professor. And so, you know, I've stuck to the local markets just out of, I mean, I just fight the big guys.
Yeah. Well, it is. It has become, as you say, the sort of the hip in place to go. When we lived in West Hollywood, they opened a Whole Foods there. I mean, God, everybody was so excited. Out in Petaluma, California, near where we live in California, the Whole Foods. I always feel so righteous when I shop at Whole Foods because it may be a little more expensive, but, you know, you think the money's going to a good cause, and they have healthy stuff, and they're helping the local farmers. Yeah, and now we find out that their CEO is out there representing the private insurance companies. Patrick from Mount Vernon, Illinois. Hey, Patrick, what do you say?
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Yeah, I wanted to tell you, my stepmother was, she was into the whole holistic organic thing, back in the 70s before it was, you know, shit.
Before it was cool, huh?
Before it was cool. And a couple years ago, she actually, after getting her master gardener's degree, she got a job as a manager for Whole Foods. She thought it was going to be her dream job. It took her less than a year. She was so disgusted with how the corporate company was now ran, she quit working for them.
No kidding. Whoa.
She said that it was totally anti everything that she had believed, organic, you know, foods, and, you know, and yeah, she's a pretty big time liberal. And she said the whole corporate environment with, you know, the managers' meetings, everything was about profit. Everything was about, you know, they, you know, like you said earlier, they, you know, somebody mentioned they've become the Walmart of, you know, mm-hmm. of organic produce. And she was so disgusted. Yeah, it was her dream job. She thought that, you know, her dreams had come true, and it took her 8 months, and she quit the company, and she was a store manager.
Wow. Imagine that. It's sort of the word that pops into my head again is the word that Pat O'Neill, vice president of the UFCW, used, referring to Whole Foods. We've thought of them for so long as being the model, you know, grocery chain, right? And as he said, it's been maybe all a charade, and we're finding that out now. 866-55-PRESS.
The official morning show of the Obama generation.
The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Ready for some good news on the housing front? Here it is. Right now is a great time to refinance your mortgage and lower your monthly payments with Quicken Loans. In fact, it may be the best opportunity to refinance you'll ever have. 30-year mortgage rates are as low as 5.375%, APR 5.476%. That means now is a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-719-7422. We're America's number one online lender for a number of very good reasons. Our quick and easy online process. Pre-approval in minutes. Get to closing in less than half the time of most other lenders. And if you're interested in purchasing, rates as low as 5.375% on a 30-year fixed make it the best buyer's market in decades. To learn more, give us a call today at 800-719-7422 to experience the Quicken Loans difference for yourself. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-719-7422. That's 800-719-7422.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Attention Northern Colorado. Join Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts, Wednesday, September 9th at 6:30 p.m. in Loveland at the Addison Avenue Credit Union for a solar community event. Learn how to use rebates and incentives to save up to 60% on solar. Save even more when you join with your neighbors to create a solar community. Visit solarips.com/Loveland today to RSVP or call 303-443-0115. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts.
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. This week, dine for half price at Rodney's Restaurant. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town, brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
$9 basic installation. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only, see store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
Did you know that 95% of businesses will never even reach 1 million in annual sales? If you've done that, you're practically a miracle. Of those that get to a million, 98% will never get to 5 million, even less will get to 10 million, and then to go to 100 million and beyond requires an entirely new way of marketing, managing, selling, and especially hiring. The shifts at each level and the way you think and operate at each level is what most business owners never figure out, and that's why they get stuck or stay small. Wherever you are in the growth curve, we can get you to the next level for free if you call 800-632-1990. I'm Chet Holmes, author of the number one business book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. I've personally picked up the telephone and cold called my way into getting more than 60 of the Fortune 500 as clients, and now I'm helping smaller companies in 23 countries. Leave us a message with your email and we'll send you 9 free reports that are so good you won't believe we give them away. Call 800-632-1990. You won't believe the intellectual property we give away for free. Call 800-632-1990.
Here, AM 760.
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19. Only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
Absurd. So there is no such group as the Afterbirthers. But if there were, Alan Keyes would be heading it. That one, that you can be sure of. Hey, did we mention this is for real? It's a Friday. And as we do every Friday, we take you on this little whirlwind tour of our favorite clips of the week, starting at the bottom, working our way to the top. President Obama says There's one thing you can count on about August in Washington.
Number five.
There's something about August going into September where everybody in Washington gets all wee-weed up.
That's it. I just want you to know I'm not wee-weed up. I may be in Washington and maybe August going into September, but I'm not wee-weed up. And what about the president taking a week's vacation? How could he take a whole week's vacation? Bill Burton, deputy press secretary, says, hey, how about that other guy?
Number four.
Who's that release from? I'm sorry. NRCC. As I recall, the previous president actually had taken quite a bit of vacation himself. And I don't think that anybody bemoaned that or bemoans this president trying to take some time with his family to recharge his batteries.
Yeah. In fact, George Bush set a world record beating Ronald Reagan in the number of vacation days he took. Jim Moran had a big town hall meeting, Congressman Jim Moran, and Randall Terry tried to disrupt it. Jim Moran said, get out of here.
Number three.
Yeah, out the door with Randall Terry. Elizabeth Edwards opens a new furniture store, and look who's helping her move in some chairs.
Number two.
Well, I do more moving furniture around than anything else.
Oh.
You know, listen, Elizabeth's deal, but everybody in our family's trying to help her, support her.
And what about all those bozos in the Republican leadership Congress, a bunch of clowns, right? Even Michael Steele agrees with this talk show host.
Number one.
For God's sakes, the Republican Party is supposed to stand for something. Why don't they stand up and lead? Because some of the leadership with Boehner and some of these other guys, they're a joke. And I mean,
I'm trying to do that. No, I'm with you. I'm 1,000% with you. I agree with you.
The Republican National Chairman agrees that Boehner and Mitch McConnell are a joke. Hey, quickly on Whole Foods, this email from Ed Poxatek, I think you might pronounce it, says, here's what I do. I load up a full basket of goods at Whole Foods and leave it in the checkout line and leave. Ooh.
That's sort of nasty.
That is kind of nasty.
Don't do that.
Jeff calling from Chicago. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, how you doing?
All right, you tell me.
Well, you know, I heard your whole food things, and I've been shopping there for a long time, and I don't shop there because it's politically correct. I shop there because of the quality of the foods they have, and because of that, you know you're going to pay a little bit more money.
You are paying more. Could you get just as good stuff somewhere else?
No. I used to work for a local grocery store growing up, and I was in the union. Because you had to join, you had no choice. If you wanted to work there, you did.
Good.
And all I had to say about the union is that you paid and you didn't receive any benefits really from it.
Well, what
they took your money and they didn't.
What about health care? You certainly got health benefits. You got pension benefits. You got retirement benefits.
No, I worked there kind of on a part-time, full-time basis because I was more a student kind of thing. So you weren't offered those kind of benefits, but you still had to pay to be in the union. So you didn't get any of that stuff.
Okay. All right, Jeff, listen, I appreciate the call, but I think you're dead wrong about the union, man. I got to tell you, the union makes us strong. Deborah calling from Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Deborah.
Yes, hi. You know, Madison, well, I'll just first of all tell you, I grew up, you know, running co-ops back in the 70s.
Yeah.
And Madison was the distributor, original Whole Foods distributorship, North Farm Co-op, and was taken over by these Blooming Prairies, Tree of Life, and went under because of these big companies that were just cheaper, you know, more slick. And at the time, Whole Foods was opening up across from a little local North Farm-owned store, and then there's the Willie Street Co-op. And I always kind of stuck to that, but I always was in whole management, Whole Foods, nutrition. So I got a job managing, assistant manager there in the deli. Saw so much stuff, and that was when they were unionizing. It was the first Whole Foods to unionize. Okay. Got the protest.
All right, Deborah, we got to cut to the chase here.
Okay.
So are you going to shop there or not?
Is when it happened, the company came in, and they found petty ways of firing people that were active. Mm.
Yeah.
Little things, and they wasted food. You had to throw all this gourmet food out. No one got to touch it or eat it. Got fired if they
all
got
right.
caught eating.
All right, we got it, Deborah. I appreciate it. So we're finding out, you know, Whole Foods
ain't as good as we thought it was.
Visit BillPressShow.com, the only place for Bill's podcasts and commentary. The virtual home of the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Real health care reform will make America a stronger country. That's why Congress has a patriotic duty to pass health care reform that includes a strong public option. Hey, this is Bill Press on behalf of Patriot Majority. Yes, the battle lines are drawn. Republican leaders, right-wingers, and insurance companies are trying to kill real health care reform. So this is what you can do to fight back. Call your senator or member of Congress today at 202-224-3121. Tell them to support health care reform with, one, a strong public option, two, an employer mandate, and three, no tax on health care benefits. And then email Congress with the same message. Tell at least 10 of your friends, family, and coworkers to call and email Congress with the same message. Real health care reform will include a strong public option, an employer mandate, and no tax on health care benefits. Help put America back on track with real health care reform. Act today. For more information, go to patriotmajority.us or go to my website, BillPressShow.com, paid for by Patriot Majority.
If you owe the IRS over $15,000 in back taxes, or if you have unfiled returns, Tax Resolution Services can help you negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. You don't want the IRS to seize everything you own to settle your tax bill. And they will. And they have. They have no problem garnishing your wages or levying your bank account. They are brutal. They want their money, which they think you happen to be holding. You can't do this by yourself. I've been a lawyer for almost 30 years. I wouldn't dream of calling the IRS on my own. Mike and Brian, Tax Resolution Services, are the best at what they do. They'll handle your case on your behalf. They've been doing it successfully for years. Call them at 1-800-755-9602. 1-800-755-9602. That's 1-800-755-9602.
The following is a public announcement. The Australian government has authorized the New York Mint to release to the public a limited number of 24-karat solid gold Australian gold koala coins at a price of $98 each. Special offers on this and other gold coins are temporarily available to the public. Due to response, please dial carefully. In times of war and economic turmoil, gold is prized, but the U.S. melted down millions of U.S. gold coins and relatively few remain. Now through an agreement with the Perth Mint, the 24-karat solid gold Australian gold koala is being released to the American public on a first-come, first-served basis at a price of $98 each, limit 5 per caller. Again, this is a public announcement. The New York Mint is releasing to the public a limited number of 24-karat solid gold Australian gold koala coins, along with other temporary special offers. Limit 5 per caller. Listeners may call now at 1-800-200-7709. That's 1-800-200-7709. 1-800-200-7709.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
And on this Friday, August 28th, my parting shot for today, the thousands of people who line the streets of Boston to say goodbye to Teddy Kennedy should tell us something. That politics is still a noble profession, at least when it's practiced by somebody like Teddy Kennedy. Kennedy loved politics because he loved people, and politics at its best is nothing but doing good for the people who need help the most. Teddy was everything we could ever want in a politician, no saint by any measure, but fighting hard every moment to open the doors of opportunity for every American. Yes, for his efforts, he was mercilessly attacked by Republicans like Newt Gingrich and John Boehner and Mitch McConnell and Sarah Palin and Mitt Romney and other losers. But you know what? They're not even in the same league as Teddy. Among America's political leaders, he will always be remembered as a giant. They will be forgotten as mere pygmies. All right, folks, into the weekend we go. Hey, make it a good one and then do us a favor and start off the week right here on the radio on Monday.
This is the Bill Press.
Do you have low back pain on a regular basis? Do you take medication most days to treat your pain? If chronic low back pain gets in the way of things you enjoy, you may want to consider volunteering for a clinical research study. This study is evaluating an investigational medication to see if it can reduce chronic low back pain. You may qualify if you're at least 18 and have chronic low back pain that you treat with medication. Other criteria may apply. As a qualified participant, you will see a study doctor to discuss your pain. All study-related care is included, and no insurance is required. Consider volunteering today.
Call 1-877-505-8130. That's 1-877-505-8130. 1-877-505-8130. Or visit chroniclowbackpainstudy.com.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. A young woman's ordeal is over, but questions about her kidnapping 18 years ago still have not been answered. Live to CBS's Steve Futterman in Placerville, California. What's the latest, Steve?
Well, Frank, it's a story of isolation and abuse. After nearly two decades, J.C. Dugard is free from her abductors. When she was kidnapped in 1991, she was 11 years old. Now at 29, she faces a new life. Officials say Dugard was forced to have two children fathered by her alleged abductor, Philip Garrido. J.C. and the children were kept in a hidden part at Garrido's home. They lived in sheds and tents, says El Dorado County Undersheriff Frank Kohler.
There was a rudimentary outhouse and a rudimentary shower, as if you were camping.
Today, criminal charges are expected to be filed. Live in Placerville, California, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
South of Los Angeles, a mandatory wildfire evacuation order in Rancho Palos Verdes, California, is due to expire at this hour. The approaching flames forced as many as 1,500 people from their homes. But KNX reporter Ron Kilgore tells us the winds that spread those flames have died down.
No Santa Ana winds. In fact, not even any winds coming off of the ocean, which would normally drive this fire even more because they come from a direction that would drive it uphill. But nothing to speak of. In fact, the fire going straight up at times has caused so much of a bloom of smoke. The smoke has actually come back down on the fire and helped to settle it down.
Another wildfire forced evacuations north of Los Angeles in La Cañada. Public viewing of Senator Edward Kennedy's casket has resumed at the Kennedy Library in Boston. CBS's Barry Bagnato is there.
It didn't take long for the line to get long again after day one attracted an estimated 21,000 people, all different kinds, from proper elderly women in Sunday dresses to everyday Janes and Joes, casual. Hector Algaroba came from New York City to pay tribute to Ted Kennedy.
People that have no voice at the level of government, they were heard.
Jerry Fitzgerald of Troy, New York, isn't surprised by the crowd.
He worked his whole life for people like us, and it was just time to show some respect back.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Boston.
Concern about the flu outbreak that's expected this fall is on the rise. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan. To what extent, Steve?
Well, new poll numbers suggest more of us are worried about the H1N1 virus. 17% fear they'll get it, up from 8% back in June. 1 in 3 believe someone in their family will come down with swine flu over the fall and winter. Public health officials all over are trying to get the word out.
Everybody should get vaccinated, even the elderly.
55% in this USA Today Gallup poll insists they will get vaccinated, as more of us say we're starting to listen to government warnings about the flu. Frank?
Americans didn't make more money last month, but they did spend more. Wells Fargo economist Mark Vipner tells us how they managed that.
We did get a little bit of a boost from the cash for clunkers during July, and that helped a little bit.
July consumer spending was up 0.2%. S&P futures are up 5 points just ahead of the opening bell. This is CBS News.
The Home Depot has new lower prices on over 100 styles of Stainmaster carpet. If you like that, you'll love this. We'll also install it for just $39. Any size home, no matter how many rooms. So right now, your budget covers more square feet than ever before. Thanks to new lower prices on Stainmaster and $39 basic installation. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
Hey, I'm Mr. Opportunity, and I'm with Stephanie, who's getting a new Honda Pilot.
Actually, the Odyssey.
Oh, weren't we talking about the Pilot?
I've changed my mind.
Well, that's okay, because like the Pilot, the Odyssey is also the best-selling vehicle in its class.
Did you say the Pilot seats 8?
Hurry back to the Pilot again?
Sorry.
That's okay. Like I was saying, the Odyssey... Wait, you want the Pilot, right?
Definitely one or the other.
Exactly. The 2009 Honda Clearance. It's the only thing from Honda that won't last. I'm Mr. Opportunity, and I'm knocking.
Based on Arl Polk & Company, U.S. retail registrations, minivan and midsize SUV segments, January 8th through March 09.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. The FBI predicted the Shaggy Bandit would slip up and get caught, and it looks as though that's happened.
You know, he just, you know, maybe just trying too hard and went into the wrong place, and it was the right place at the right time for us.
FBI Special Agent Kathleen Wright, the 29-year-old suspect and an accomplice were arrested in Longmont yesterday after they were seen casing a bank in Boulder. CSU has withdrawn recognition of Zeta Phi Beta sorority after several alleged incidents of hazing. University officials said the hazing included food and sleep deprivation. The Boyd Gulch fire in the Poudre Canyon has grown to about 11 acres, but is now 50% contained. And John Elway reportedly will be marrying longtime girlfriend and former Raider cheerleader Paige Green tomorrow in Idaho. The Rockies are in San Francisco tonight. They dropped Game 3 of their set against the Dodgers 3-2 yesterday at Coors Field. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where all of a sudden the Denver Drive's starting to get very busy. We're getting word of a car versus motorcycle accident. This may involve multiple vehicles southbound 225 on that approach to Yosemite. John Turk will keep you updated on that one. We've got a left lane stall downtown. This is in the southbound lanes of I-25 approaching 20th. Could kind of hang things up as you are trying to make your way towards Spear and beyond. They're also mopping up that crash that occurred about an hour ago. Westbound 76, right around Highway 85, will be sluggish as you're trying to make your way Denver bound from Brighton. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be another sunny day with a high of about 84, 85 degrees. Cool in the overnight, low dropping down to 52. Currently, we're at 56 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Shop the JCPenney lowest prices of the back-to-school season sale. Get doorbusters Friday, 3 p.m. to close, and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Go to jcp.com and see everything on sale. Style, quality, and price matter. JCPenney. Offer ends August 29th.
It's time to shop the authority.
Are you in the market for a quiet, friendly apartment community? We didn't think so.
Oh, my God.
Tuesday, September 8th.
I'm not a prostitute.
Move in to television's most notorious address.
Just ask the people who used to live here.
This is Melrose Place.
I've done something really bad.
The must-see series premiere, right after the season premiere of 90210, only on the CW.
Jay Marvin, this is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
707 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota on a Friday. Thank God it's Friday. I posted on my Twitter page, which you can find at www.twitter.com/David Sirota. I posted on my Twitter page yesterday night. Some weeks you win, some weeks you lose. This week I felt like I lost.
Hey, Babe Ruth didn't hit a home run every time he was up at the plate, right?
that's absolutely true.
No, we had a good week. The show's just been a crazy week.
It has been really, really busy. But I guess I just feel like, you know, a little bit spent at the end of the week, you know? But that's good. I guess that means we did have a good week.
Yeah, my hat flew off twice yesterday.
Yeah, that's a twofer day. That's a bad day.
No, it wasn't. Why was Thursday so bad? Usually Thursday's the greatest day of the week. Right?
I know. Actually, this week I'd have to say that so far, we'll see what happens today. Wednesday was the best day. And Wednesdays usually are awful.
Wednesday was a good day, man. We had a great show.
Yeah, with the Breckenridge Brewery.
And then I went to an awesome Yonder Mountain String Band show. So yeah, Wednesday was the best day of this week for sure.
Wednesday was the best day of this week for sure. Today we've got a really cool show for you. At 7:20, we're going to check in with Mason Tavert of Colorado Safer about the possibility that Denver County will lower its marijuana fines to $1. $1. You heard that right. I'm not passing on wrong information here. The county of Denver may lower marijuana fines to $1. We're going to check in with Mason Tvert at 7:20 about that. At 8, we'll talk to Christy Harvey of the Center for American Progress, get an update from her. And then at 8:30, I'll talk to you a little bit about my column, my newspaper column this week, and a series of ads from the U.S. military that are incredibly, incredibly deceptive. Really, really deceptive. I caught them a couple weeks ago up at the Stapleton movie theater. They were in the previews for a movie I was seeing, and I wrote my column about it today. It's a new ad campaign by the military. It's really, really crazy. So we've got a really good show for you. And we'll also, at around 8:30, play you a clip of Neil Bortz, the right-wing radio host, who is leading the larger right-wing charge to slander Hurricane Katrina victims on the anniversary of that tragedy. So we got a packed show for you. Let's start off with our news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
We'll do a national news update now. New York Times reports that the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops has been lobbying for 3 decades for the federal government to provide universal health insurance, especially for the poor. But now, as President Obama tries to rally Roman Catholics and other religious voters around his proposals to do just that, a growing number of bishops are speaking out against it. Many are echoing the popular alarms about, quote-unquote, rationing. They contend the proposals could put a premium on efficacy. They could penalize the chronically ill. Now, rationing, we've heard a lot about that. And it's important to flip the page in the New York Times and go to the other story from the newspaper about health insurance executives complaining that they're being demonized. If you read the piece very carefully, you see the health insurance industry bragging that it already rations care, that private insurance already rations care. Let me read you this quote. Cheryl Tidwell, Humana's Director of Commercial Sales Training. I believe we're getting the pushback because we're standing up for what we believe in. We believe there's a better way to control health care costs by controlling utilization. We believe there's a better way to control health care costs by controlling utilization. Now, that is insurance speak, controlling utilization, for rationing. When you need health care and medical services, what the insurance companies is saying is that it believes in, quote-unquote, controlling you, making sure you don't get the service you may need. So the idea that what President Obama is proposing is disproportionate rationing, but we don't have rationing today, is positively absurd. Financial news. The New York Times reports that even though financial stocks have rallied nearly 70% since the end of March, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation issued another grim quarterly report Thursday on the health of the nation's banks. The agency reported that the banking industry lost $3.7 billion in the second quarter amid a surge in bad loans made to home builders, commercial real estate developers, and small and mid-sized businesses. Its deposit insurance fund dropped 20%. To $10.4 billion, its lowest level in nearly 16 years. And, of course, Ben Bernanke, the Bush-appointed Federal Reserve Chairman, has been renominated by President Obama. That's real change you can believe in, really. I'm just overwhelmed by the change. Meanwhile, the Washington Post reports, in a big story headlined, Banks Too Big to Fail Have Grown Even Bigger, Behemoths Born of the Bailout Reduced Consumer Choice, Tempt Corporate Moral Hazard. A big story about how the Ben Bernanke-led bailouts is destroying and crushing local community banks and seriously favoring the huge banking industry conglomerates that created the crisis, by effectively subsidizing those banks They have rigged the market towards the huge banks that caused the crisis and are destroying our local banks. Again, thank you, Ben Bernanke. And thank you, President Obama, for not only endorsing the bailout, but for renominating the guy who spearheaded this. I mean, these people have some nerve to say Ben Bernanke is some sort of genius and he saved the economy. Let me put it this way. If you hand out $12 trillion in loans, subsidies, and other various giveaways, you're not some genius when those banking companies that you gave that money to report some profits. You're not a genius. And you're certainly not a genius when you get results like this, where local community banks, the banks that weren't part of the problem, the banks that were doing their job, the banks that were the honest ones, are now getting crushed because of your decisions. Washington Post reports most Americans approve of the way President Obama is handling energy issues and support efforts by him and Democrats in Congress to overhaul energy policy, including the controversial cap-and-trade approach to limiting greenhouse gas emissions, and that's according to a Washington Post ABC News poll out this week. Back to healthcare, the California insurer Anthem Blue Cross, a subsidiary of the insurance giant WellPoint, today blasted out an email to its customers attacking the Democrats' healthcare reform plans and asking customers to help fight them. So the insurance industry ramping up its effort against healthcare. Salon.com's Glenn Greenwald, you've heard him on this show. He has a great scoop here on his blog. The New Republic, the magazine that endorsed Joe Lieberman for president, the one that slandered and attacked efforts to primary bad Democrats, now has a big story about how we need to primary bad Democrats. So check that out at salon.com. Congressman Jim Marshall of Georgia, the Democrat, according to the Huffington Post, was at a town hall meeting yesterday. He said, "I haven't read the health care bill, and yet I won't vote for it." This is that's a Democrat, one of those blue dog Democrats who's raising a huge amount of money from health insurance companies. That echoes the Republican line. Senator Jim Inhofe, the lunatic from Oklahoma, Republican, the global warming denier, he was quoted in his hometown paper saying, "I don't have to read the health care bill or know what's in it. I'm going to oppose it anyway." So I guess as this debate gets more and more intense, we're getting a little bit more of the ugly truth. This is a weird story. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation is trying to figure out who is sending laptop computers to state governors across the United States, including West Virginia Governor Joe Manchin and Wyoming Governor Dave Friedenthal. Some state officials are worried that they may contain malicious software. So far, about five of these weird shipments have gone to state capitals. Very, very strange. And in our final national news story, very, very psyched about this one, Microsoft is planning to release Halo 3.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's called Halo 3 ODST.
I never even got into Halo 2.
Oh, man.
Halo was very popular around here a few years back.
I am so psyched. Halo 3 ODST. Very, very psyched. My brother and I had a good session a couple days ago. About a week ago, my buddy Scott Kwasny came over. We played some Halo. So now Halo 3 ODST is coming out. Although this is interesting, Microsoft is investigating how copies of the new game went up for sale at a French retail store, and they are saying that there's going to be fines or sanctions against those who get the game too early. But
those things will fly off the shelves. It's probably already sold out at most places,
absolutely,
even though it's not out. I remember when Halo, the original one, you couldn't find it anywhere.
Yeah, well, Halo 3 ODST is coming out. And by the way, there is supposed to be a Halo movie. And interesting story about the Halo movie. Steven Spielberg was interested in it, and the project ended up not going anywhere. But it brought together the director and the writer who ultimately made District 9. Little sci-fi nerd trivia
for you there. You're pretty nerdy when it comes to sci-fi stuff.
I know, I am.
Just kidding. You're awesome.
All right, that's the news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
Okay, after the break, we're going to talk to Mason Tvert of Colorado Safer. He's going to fill us in on the possibility of marijuana fines going down to just $1 here in Denver. An update on the Denver Marijuana Policy Review Panel.
Can we
official
extend
panel.
That to all of Colorado? Why is Denver only, you know, come on, Mason. Would you move to Highlands Ranch,
I know,
buddy?
Seriously. But Mason is, they've been really, really successful. He's going to fill us in about that. And I'll give you, after that, we'll do a Colorado news update. A lot of news in the state, including numbers on employment and manufacturing jobs, how many we've gained, how many we've lost. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. Here at 719 on AM 760, Progressive Talk on a Friday. Let's get a traffic update.
Man, Dave, we got a really nasty accident. Car versus motorcycle, southbound 225 as you approach Yosemite. Left couple of lanes are blocked there. We see single-digit speeds. Actually, traffic's basically stopped all the way back around Iliff. Northbounders also tapping the brakes there, looking across the median. So if you can avoid southbound 225, basically between Mississippi and the tech center, you'd be advised to do so. Dam Road might be a good alternate for you. Left lane stall, southbound I-25, approaching 20th Avenue. Also, a little heavy westbound 76 from 88th to 270. Had an early accident there in Commerce City that has been moved, but still see some heavy traffic. Forecast, mostly sunny, like yesterday, high around 84 degrees. Very slight chance for isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. Tomorrow, a high of 79 under sunny skies. And on Sunday, partly cloudy, but warmer with a high of 83. Right now, 61 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Your smile says so much about you, whether on a date at...
Let's talk trees. Creekside Tree Nursery in Boulder is having their biggest sale of the year. Buy one tree, get the second one free. Buy three shrubs, get one free. That's right. Buy one tree, get one free. Buy three shrubs, get one free. At Creekside Tree Nursery in Boulder. Visit creeksideboulder.com for more information. Creekside Tree Nursery. Better trees, better prices. Better get there today before you miss out. Buy one tree, get one free. Certain trees excluded from this sale.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then, I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now, my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line. Created by our national development team.
Spread across three time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx. The only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TIME to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code? TIME. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
REI asks, just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out at the REI Labor Day Sale. You'll find great deals on gear that can help your family and friends get outside and end summer on a high note. Save up to 30% on select camping, hiking, cycling, and backpacking gear. All backed by our 100% guarantee.
The REI Labor Day Sale, August 28th through September 7th. Stop by your local REI retailer or shop REI.com. REI. Find out.
Devin on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
/7:23 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin. Thank God it's Friday. And thank God for this new piece of news. This came over the transom yesterday. Denver Mayor's Panel recommends reducing fine for marijuana possession to $1. $1 would be the lowest fine for marijuana possession in the nation. On the line with us, Mason Tvert of Colorado Safer, who the organization that sent out this press release. They work for drug policy reform. Mason's new book, Marijuana is Safer, So Why Are We Driving People to Drink? Hey, Mason, how you doing?
Great. How are you, Dave?
Good. This seems like really kind of big news. I mean, this is the mayor's, as I read this, the mayor's official marijuana policy review panel. This is not, you know, me and you sitting around saying it should be a dollar. This is an official quasi-governmental advisory board saying that this should be the case. Fill us in on the details. What's the evolution of this? How did this come to be? And where are we going from here?
Well, the people of this city have made it abundantly clear that they don't think adults should be punished at all for possessing small amounts of marijuana. And that's been through a series of ballot initiatives and whatnot. And the mayor appointed a panel in 2007 to implement a ballot initiative that designates officially under ordinance, designates marijuana possession the city's lowest law enforcement priority. And the panel, which is implementing that to the greatest extent possible, that's what we're charged with, recommended making it the lowest fine possible, and that only seems reasonable. Obviously, I don't think it should be a fine at all, but since the city is saying they have to enforce state law, there's absolutely no reason why we can't just set the fine at $1 and send a message that it's not worth enforcing at all.
Where do we go from here? I mean, what's the actual process now? So this panel says it should be a dollar, which is effectively nothing. Now, what actually happens now?
So now, basically, what we've done is the panel is sending that recommendation, a letter to Judge Mary Celeste. She's the presiding judge of Denver, and she's in charge of setting the fine schedule. And this is really came about when the city said that people will no longer have to appear in court for marijuana possession. We are sending over 1,600 people, adults, 21 and older, through the court system with a mandatory court appearance simply for using a substance less harmful than alcohol. And the city has recognized how silly that is, and they've decided to make it a citation that you can send in through the mail if you prefer, much like a traffic ticket. And as a result, they have to print on the ticket a fine amount on the schedule. And this judge gets to set that fine amount. And the city initially suggested $50 be listed, but there's also some surcharges and fees and so on. And ultimately, it's one of the most expensive infractions out there when it's supposed to be the city's lowest priority.
Well, so you're telling me that this is basically now, this will be up to one person, Mary Celeste.
Yeah, that is correct.
What do you think, I mean, do we have any sense of what she's done in the past? And can we get any sense of what she will do in the future?
I don't. I believe she's a reasonable person from what I understand, and we've provided, all the information necessary to make our case. This was even a proposal brought forward by Phil Turner. He's a defense attorney and a member of the Mayor's Crime Commission. We've basically explained that there are several infractions listed in the fine schedule that are listed at far less than marijuana possession. Things like open container law violations and other sorts of minor infractions. And if marijuana possession is truly the city's lowest priority, as we've, designated it by law, then it should have the lowest fine associated with it.
We're talking to Mason Tvert of Colorado Safer. Mason's new book, Marijuana is Safer, So Why Are We Driving People to Drink? You can find Colorado Safer at www.saferchoice.org. Again, this seems like a really kind of a big deal. I mean,
yeah.
If this actually happens, if Judge Celeste takes the recommendations of the mayor's panel, we will effectively have, if not legalized marijuana, we will have effectively said there is a extremely minimal penalty for personal use amounts of possession of it. I mean, that seems to me to be a really, would be a really, really major step forward. Is that the way you see it, or is this, you know, is this, am I missing something?
No, absolutely. It certainly, shows the momentum going on this issue, and not only in the city, but around the country. But, you know, obviously there are still a lot of other, other issues with people being cited. Even if it is just a dollar, people still stand to lose their employment or their financial aid.
So that's an important point. So technically, this would still be like a misdemeanor. Would it be a misdemeanor?
No, currently it's a Class 2 petty offense. Which
okay.
Is, you know,
so it's like getting a traffic ticket.
Basically, but unfortunately, because it's a drug-related offense, we tend to see so many other problems associated with that. So, you know, this is really an effort to deter the city from continuing to enforce the state's marijuana possession law. Because, as we've said from the very beginning, the city is not required in any way to enforce the state marijuana possession law. They're choosing to do so, and we are really just, you know, as a panel, charged with implementing the city law to the greatest extent possible, are just looking for ways to steer police away from issuing these citations.
How is it that the city has the legal leeway not to follow or not to enforce state law if it chooses? It's obviously not choosing to do that, but if it chooses.
Well, police and prosecutors have enormous amounts of discretion. For the same reason that a police officer can see you driving 8 miles per hour over the speed limit or even 15 miles per hour over the speed limit and decide that it's not worth his time to pull you over, or maybe he's on duty for something else. For the same reason that they can give you a warning instead of a ticket when you get pulled over, they can opt not to cite you for marijuana possession. And when it comes to prosecutors, they have vast discretion. I mean, they drop charges, they plea bargain, they change charges, they do all sorts of things. And they have every right and ability to just not prosecute these cases. But unfortunately, we've had city officials have been resistant to the voters in this city when it comes to this issue. And, you know, there's obviously a lot of political issues at play here. The Denver district attorney has certainly been no friend on this issue and has been, and quite frankly acted incredibly juvenile. I mean, Mitch Morrissey has literally refused to participate on a panel appointed by the mayor to evaluate a public policy and to, put into effect a policy that the people of the city that he represents wants to see. So, you know, we've seen a lot of ridiculous behavior on behalf of the city, and we're really trying to see some change.
What is Mitch Morrissey's problem? I mean, I don't really understand what this guy's problem is. I mean, usually in politics, what you see is when voters back referendums and initiatives by a strong margin, usually politicians run around to say that they support the voters, or at least they run to not be in the way of what voters want. I don't really understand what is wrong with Mitch Morrissey, the DA of Denver, that he refuses to respect what voters want when it comes to criminal justice issues like marijuana. We don't have to speculate about what voters in this city want on marijuana and criminal justice policy, because we have the votes to show it. The only thing I can come up with is that this is a guy looking, maybe he thinks he wants to run statewide for something at some point and wants to preserve his so-called tough-on-crime credentials? I mean, what is your speculation on what's wrong with this guy?
Well, essentially, you know, we are in a precarious position because the city of Denver is also a county, and Mitch Morrissey, as a district attorney, is supposedly, you know, working for on behalf of the state and not the city. And we have this somewhat of a local versus state control issue. And so I feel like in Mitch Morrissey's opinion, he is supposed to be towing the line of the state, which is that, you know, there's a state possession law that he feels should be enforced. Clearly the city feels otherwise. And then, yeah, you know, I can't speak to what his what's driving him or what his passion
is. Right, but all I'm saying is it's clearly a decision he's made, right? I mean, he has some latitude and leeway here. And Mitch Morrissey, is the DA here in Denver, he is making a choice to really juxtapose himself against what the voters of this city want.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I would also say that there's a large role being played here by Mayor John Hickenlooper, who, although, you know, for example, look at the panel that he appointed to make marijuana possession the lowest priority. He put the representative from the police department that he put on there is the head of the Colorado Drug Investigators Association, which has a mission of opposing marijuana reform.
So he tried to stack this panel.
No, he, you know, in my opinion, I feel like he probably just asked police to provide the name of a, you know, potential representative, and just so happens that the police provided someone who's the president of a trade organization that is out to preserve marijuana prohibition. You know, this is a group.
Well, he's been, look, I mean, I completely agree with you that Mayor Hickenlooper has been completely absent on this issue. He's dithered around. I know you got him to finally acknowledge that he has used marijuana, and you cornered him, and I think that was really, really good work. And I, you know, look, John Hickenlooper and Mitch Morrissey, these are people who clearly are not basing their policies, their statements, and their decisions on these issues on, clearly, as your book shows, they're not basing it on science, and they're certainly not basing it on what the public, what their own voters want. And they have a choice, and frankly, they've made their choice, and it's really kind of pathetic. But, you know, that's why we have a radio station like AM 760 to try to get the news out there about what choice they're making. That's why you're out there. Folks can find more about what happened. This is big news. John Hickenlooper's panel that he appointed, the mayor's panel, recommends reducing fine for marijuana possession to $1. It's in the Denver Post. You can find more about that on the website, www.saferchoice.org. Again, this is the panel that Hickenlooper appointed, although Hickenlooper was in many ways kind of forced to do this. This is not him choosing to have a progressive vision on drug policy and criminal justice policy. Mason, thanks so much for taking the time this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Good talking to you. That was Mason Tvert of Colorado Safer, www.saferchoice. This is big news, really big news. Denver Post story saying we could lower marijuana possession fines to the lowest in the entire nation. It's big, big news. And it's, in my opinion, really, really good news. We need drug policy reform. I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's 7:37. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, we had this early serious accident, car versus motorcycle, southbound 2 1/4 as you approach Yosemite. The left couple lanes are blocked there. So if you're going to stay on 225, get over on the right-hand side. You'd be advised, though, to get off maybe at Mississippi or even before that, make your way down to Parker Road and head southbound and into the tech center if that's where you're headed. Just a really nasty situation there. Single-digit speeds kick in all the way back past Mississippi. Northbounders also sluggish there at the spillway. Stop-and-go speeds, southbound I-25, I-76 past Spear Boulevard. Also seeing some heavy jams westbound 36 Sheridan out to Church Ranch. Forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, and warm with highs in the low to mid-80s. We have a slight chance for an afternoon thunderstorm or two. Current temperature in downtown Denver is 62 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
You're invited to the Chevy Open House. They've made it easy to get into a new Chevy with low, straightforward pricing on remaining 08 and 09 models. It's simple. The price on the tag is the price you pay. Go to Chevy.com/openhouse for details. Excludes Corvette ZR.
KCR1 at participating dealers only.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you audio on demand on AM 7.
I'm now hearing from consumers who've been using Leptothin with great results, losing 30 pounds or more by using Leptothin consistently twice a day for 60 days. So I asked the manufacturer to extend its money-back guarantee from 30 to 60 days because I want people to give it time to work. Leptothin addresses weight loss on a cellular level. It controls hunger and cravings and revs up your fat burning. Nothing like it is available in stores. Call now 800-700-DIET, 800-700-DIET, or gogetthin.com.
Dragonfly EcoGoods, Denver's newest green living store, is more than an in-store. It's a destination for the environmentally conscious shopper. With products like handmade jewelry made from 100-year-old bottles to cards that can be planted to bloom into wildflowers, you can find something green for you or your home. Visit DragonflyEcoGoods.com or stop in at the corner of 32nd and Tejon and mention this ad to receive 20% off your first purchase. Dragonfly EcoGoods, making green a part of your life.
This is Tom Harbin. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19. Only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
Want to suck your...
I get it. Blood makes you squeamish.
Love sucks on the CW Thursday.
So now, something better.
It was good.
The Vampire Diaries, series premiere Thursday, September 10th, followed by the season premiere of Supernatural on the CW.
It's football season.
Well, win or lose, you still gotta eat. Take us tailgating.
Big Papa's Barbecue.
BBQDenver.com. BBQDenver.com. BBQDenver. BBQDenver. BBQDenver.com.
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
30% on select camping, hiking, cycling, and backpacking gear. All backed by our 100% guarantee. The REI Labor Day Sale, August 28th through September 7th. Stop by your local REI retailer or shop REI.com. REI, find out.
Nate, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
My customer spotted a small windshield chip, but ignored it. Then yesterday, he went over a big bump. The vibration hit the chip and cracked. When the chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. An Elite Safelite repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, it's free.
Let Elite Safelite handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 303-287-5000.
Elite Repair. Elite Replace.
I can change the world with my own two hands.
7:42 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. What we're going to do now is we're going to do a Colorado news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
In Fort Collins, the Denver Post reports Interior Secretary Ken Salazar yesterday stressed that any legislation dealing with climate change must consider the impact on water and agriculture. Salazar spoke at an energy forum at Fossil Ridge High School, the first of four events the White House is hosting nationwide as Congress gets ready to resume the debate on climate change. Up in Greeley earlier this week, an oil industry funded rally against climate change legislation, so it's only going to get more heated. Denver Post reports the headline, Governor getting calls for help on care cuts. Governor Ritter's office is deluged after axing funds for a nursing facilities unit for disabled adults on the West Slope. Supporters and families of 32 medically needy people who may lose access to a state-funded Western Slope nursing facility flooded Ritter's office with calls Thursday, voicing their concern with his recent round of budget cuts. Maybe, if there's a silver lining in all this, maybe the budget cuts will remind people why government is important. Maybe, just maybe, if there is a silver lining, and these budget cuts are awful, maybe we'll start remembering that, hey, government does some good things. I don't know, maybe that's wishful thinking. Denver Post reports that Xcel Energy's Cameo unit will become the first coal-fired plant in the country to be linked to a solar energy array. Xcel and Abengoa Solar, which will build the solar unit, broke ground on the $4.5 million project east of Grand Junction on Thursday. Business news: Colorado cities are selling their own limited currency. The tactic is being used to keep spending local. Crested Butte area businesses and residents circulated their own currency this summer, and other Colorado towns may follow suit. The town of Crested Butte and Mount Crested Butte authorized $50,000 Butte bucks, purchased mostly by local residents in June for $40,000 in U.S. dollars. The bucks, issued in denominations of 5, 10, and 20, are accepted at participating merchants who in some cases add their own discounts. Pretty innovative. We were talking earlier about the proposal to lower marijuana fines in Denver to just $1. There's also a Denver Post story headline: some Colorado medical pot users face eviction. Disabled who use the drug in the face of eviction at a federally subsidized housing unit. The difference between Colorado's legal acceptance of marijuana for medical use and federal law, which categorizes marijuana as an illegal drug, is resulting in a housing quandary for the disabled. Even with the state's okay to use medical marijuana, some people can't live in federal housing or receive federal subsidies for rent under the Department of Housing and Urban Development's Housing Choice Voucher Program if they participate in the medical marijuana program. God, our drug laws are so messed up. Frontier Airlines Holding Company maintained its successful ways in July, according to the Denver Business Journal, reporting its ninth straight month of operating profit. Now, keep this in mind, because the new owner of Frontier, Republic Airways, as we reported yesterday, is demanding that the city of Denver exempt it from various taxes that every other business pays. It's threatening potentially to leave Denver, claiming that it needs to gut our tax base. It needs an exemption, effectively a corporate welfare subsidy, to stay in Denver, threatening to leave if it doesn't get it. At the same time that we're reading in the Denver Business Journal, a ninth month of profit for Frontier Airlines. So at one moment, they're claiming poverty. And at another moment, they're bragging to investors that actually they're profitable. So they go to the government and they say, we can't pay taxes. We can't pay taxes like every other business because we're in dire straits. Meanwhile, to their investors and to the business press, they say, hey, we got all sorts of profits. So it's called corporate welfare. That's what they're looking for, corporate welfare. And, of course, city officials are bending over backwards. The report yesterday, Mayor Hickenlooper doing his best to try to give away more money at a time of a massive budget crisis. It's pathetic. Denver Business Journal reports Colorado loses 15,000 manufacturing jobs in just 1 year. Colorado lost 15,000 of those jobs in the year ending in July. Among the states, Colorado ranks 29th in the number of manufacturing jobs lost in the period. So I guess not bad on the rankings, but 15,000 jobs is a lot. Ohio experienced the worst drop, losing 127,000 manufacturing jobs in a year. And our final story of the local news update tonight, Organizing for America, the group that grew out of the Obama campaign, is having a big healthcare rally at North High School at 2960 North Spear tonight at 5 p.m. Again, 5 p.m. tonight. The gates open. 6 p.m. the program starts. A big rally for Coloradans in support of the public option, in support of health care. I encourage everybody to go. Again, it's tonight. Gates open at 5 p.m. at North High School, 2960 North Spear in Denver. A big rally for health care. Organizing for America is one of the groups supporting it. I also got a call yesterday from the Healthcare for America Now, HCAN group, trying to get out the crowd for that. I wish I could go. I will acknowledge that I cannot go. I cannot be there because I'd already booked, used the wedding gift that I got for the B&B up in Estes Park. I would certainly be there if I was not going, and I will be there. There's going to be another rally, I believe, on September 2nd. I will get details for you on that next week. So if you don't see me there, it's because I already had plans. I know that sounds really lame, but we already booked using a wedding gift, and I encourage you all to go and read it one more time. North High School tonight. Gates open at 5 p.m., 2960 North Spear. Program starts at 6 p.m. It's the big Colorado healthcare rally organized by Organizing for America in support of the public option and universal healthcare. We need to get out there, folks. It's really, really important. If you can go, please get there. That's your news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
Okay, after the break, I'm going to play you. Actually, I'll preview for you my column, my newspaper column coming out tomorrow in the Denver Post. It's in the Fort Collins, Coloradan today. It's about a new military ad campaign, and it's, in my estimation, extremely, extremely dishonest. And I think it's going to knock your socks off. It's really, really, I just can't believe they've sunk to this level. So stick around for that. 7:50, let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Still working the serious car versus motorcycle crash, southbound 225. As you near Yosemite, the left lane still blocked. Traffic basically stopped all the way back past Mississippi. May want to get off, use Parker Road, or if you're near Parker Road, get off and use Dam Road to get into the tech center. Stop and go conditions, southbound I-25, I-76 all the way up to Spear Boulevard. Also heavy up in north on 104th to 84th. Accident on the ramp to Bellevue from southbound I-25. Also got a three-car crash at 40th and Tower. Forecast, like yesterday, mostly sunny, high around 84. Very slight chance for isolated thunderstorms. Tomorrow, high near 79 under sunny skies. And on Sunday, partly cloudy but warmer with a high of 83. Right now, 63 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Introducing Solo from Rocky Mountain Health Plans. Individual, comprehensive coverage that includes immunizations, health screenings, and more. For you and only you, Colorado. 8 affordable plans in all. For a free quote, visit BUYSOLO.org.
AM760 has the J. Marvin Show.
Can you guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. Drunk driving. Over the limit. Under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Welcome to Madame Saralina, psychic and fortune teller. What brings you here?
Listen, I don't really believe in...
Silence!
Oh.
I sense you have satellite dish, yes?
How'd you know that?
Because you're unhappy.
That's true.
And your connection to internet?
It's the worst!
Yes, yes, I see good things in your future. I see...
What is it?
Comcast! No, we listen to announcer.
Right now, Comcast Digital Starter Cable is just $29.99 a month, and Performance High-Speed Internet is only $24.99 a month, each for 6 months. Get them both, and HBO is included. With Comcast Digital Cable, you get on-demand, with hundreds of movies and shows you can watch on your schedule. And our high-speed internet is fast and loaded with features, including McAfee to keep your computer safe online. Call 1-800-COMCAST to order. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Offer ends 9/21/09. Restrictions apply. After 6 months, regular
regular rates apply. Equipment taxes and installation fees extra. Call for details.
Brokerage, you can reach them at 303-694-1600. Again, 303-694-1600. We check in every day for an update on the market. All right, Mike, a lot of conflicting news out there. I know people are hearing that the recession's going to be over, but they also read the... Whoa. There's my music, huh?
It's Friday.
It is Friday. That's right. Whenever I went on the Al Franken show, I used to play that song.
So,
yeah, absolutely. They changed the words to my Sirota.
Yeah.
And I had that sung to me when I was in a summer camp or at summer camp. But my question is, there's a lot of conflicting news out there. People hear, oh, Colorado lost 15,000 manufacturing jobs, and our country's hurting for jobs, but, A, the recession's going to be over soon. How has the market reacted to it this week? There's been so many different mixed messages.
Yeah, well, the market has been ticking up still. I mean, the news, I think what generally people are saying about the news is that it stinks less than it used to. Now, having said that, there are signs, I think, of some slowing of the recovery. You know, off of the bottom, any good news or less bad news really was greeted with some real positive optimism.
Good.
But recently, I think that we're seeing at least the recovery process start to slow a little bit, which would be normal. You can't continually accelerate good things happening. It's got to peak out for a while and level off for a while, but the market has liked it, and the market is continuing to like it. Dell had good earnings last night, David. The Dow's up 15, the NASDAQ's up 21, the S&P's up 4.5. So it continues its upward move, but I think you've got to be prepared, and one of the ways to be prepared, we do have a free workshop coming up Saturday, September the 12th. It's educational. There's nothing to sell, and it's really how to plan, build, and distribute your nest egg. All three of those components are important, and we're going to talk about understanding the three purposes of saving. Why are you saving, and really how to do it properly and handle it. It's free. It's educational. You want more information, call us right now. 303-694-1600 is September. It's a Saturday morning for about an hour, hour and a half. Invest an hour, hour and a half in your financial future. It's free, and you'll get a lot out of it, I promise.
Saturday, September 12th, that is. Saturday, September 12th. And if you want more details on it, give Mike and his team at Presidential Brokerage a call. 303-694-1600. Hey, Mike, have a great weekend, man.
You too, David. Take care, buddy.
Did you know that 95% of businesses will never even reach 1 million in annual sales? If you've done that, you're practically a miracle. Of those that get to 1 million, 98% will never get to 5 million, even less will get to 10 million, and then to go to 100 million and beyond requires an entirely new way of marketing, managing, selling, and especially hiring. The shifts at each level and the way you think and operate at each level is what most business owners never figure out, and that's why they get stuck or stay small. Wherever you are in the growth curve, we can get you to the next level for free if you call 800-632-1990. I'm Chet Holmes, author of the number one business book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. I've personally picked up the telephone and cold called my way into getting more than 60 of the Fortune 500 as clients, and now I'm helping smaller companies in 23 countries. Leave us a message with your email and we'll send you 9 free reports that are so good you won't believe we give them away. Call 800-632-1990. You won't believe the intellectual property we give away for free. Call 800-632-1990.
The Home Depot has new lower prices on over 100 styles of Stainmaster carpet. If you like that, you'll love this. We'll also install it for just $39. Any size home, no matter how many rooms. So right now, your budget covers more square feet than ever before. Thanks to new lower prices on Stainmaster and $39 basic installation. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
76 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, going up into the 80s today. And my column out today will be in the Denver Post tomorrow. It's in the Fort Collins, Colorado today. The Science Fiction of Military Marketing, a new ad campaign by the military. Here's the audio of the Air Force's new ad.
This is Titan 1-4. No signs of life. Titan 1-4, hold your position.
And they're showing an unmanned drone.
Identifying enemy sniper.
Copy that. Let's move. Thanks, Reaper 1-1. We got it from here. Sentinel's coming off target.
Now let me give you the visual on that. They're showing an unmanned drone looking out at a desert, and they show one team moving into a target, and then the end, the video shows two guys sitting basically at a video game console all the way back in the United States. And so they're trying to say, really very overtly, that if you enlist in the military, you don't really have to go into combat. You get to basically sit and play a glorified video game, running an unmanned drone. It's a really, really subversive message. And after the break, after our interview with Christy Harvey, I'll show you the other ad from the Navy that's even worse. So stick around for that.
Mario Solis Marriage.
TGIV.
Are you in the market for a quiet, friendly apartment community? We didn't think so.
Oh, my God.
Tuesday, September 8th.
I'm not a prostitute.
Move in to television's most notorious address.
Just ask the people who used to live here.
This is Melrose Place.
I've done something really bad.
The must-see series premiere, right after the season premiere of 90210, only on the CW.
Me 100%. Rocky's Autos at 63rd and Federal. And I'll tell you right now, you go out there, you comparison shop, and I think you should, but you'll find the best deals at Rocky's Autos because their selection is huge. This ain't no boneyard, folks. Oh, don't you like that car talk? This is no boneyard. This is the real thing. As a matter of fact, in the condition I'm in, I can't even walk the lot. Gotta have a golf cart. And you're probably in better condition than I am, and you'll need a golf cart too. So get out to Rocky's Autos, whether it's trucks, whether it's a second vehicle, whatever it is, you'll find it at 63rd and Federal.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sebastiani. August has just become the deadliest month of the war for American troops in Afghanistan. An American killed today by a roadside bomb was the 45th to lose his life this month.
The vehicle he was traveling in struck an IED in eastern Afghanistan.
Lieutenant Commander Christine Seidenstricker in Kabul. CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland says American forces can expect to take more casualties in the weeks and months ahead.
The prospects are probably that we're going to see these casualty rates stay relatively high due to the increased number of forces we have in Afghanistan, expanded operation, and seemingly expanded attacks on the part of the Taliban and others in Afghanistan.
In Boston, the final farewell for Senator Edward Kennedy is drawing big crowds for a second day.
Thousands more are filing in to pay their respects.
Because we love him. What America should be.
To me, it's an experience of a lifetime.
I hate that word, poor people. But he did a lot for us. He did a lot for the communities.
Whether you like him or not, understand the impact he made on individual life.
People slowly circle the flag-draped casket, which sits on a simple pedestal in a hall named after Kennedy's late brother-in-law, Stephen Smith, a leading force in building the JFK Library here. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Boston.
Kidnapped as a child, held for years as a virtual slave. Now she's finally free. CBS's Steve Futterman has the story.
When she was kidnapped in 1991, J.C. Dugard was an 11-year-old with a blonde ponytail. Now as a 29-year-old, we are discovering the life of isolation and abuse she lived for nearly two decades. Dugard was forced to have two children by her alleged abductor, Philip Garrido, then kept in a hidden area at Garrido's home, El Dorado County Undersheriff Fred Kohler.
You could walk through the backyard, walk through the house, and never know that there was another set of living circumstances in that backyard.
Dugard and the children are said to be in relatively good shape. Garrido and his wife are in jail. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Placerville, California.
Police in Bullen, New Mexico are investigating a 10-year-old boy in connection with the fatal shooting of his father on a street in Atlanta.
I seen a young lady run to him and say, help us, help us, help us. Somebody hijacked, took our bus.
A school bus with a dozen children in it. Police say that bus was stopped when a man jumped through a window, overpowered the driver, and took the wheel. Moments later, the bus lurched down a steep hill.
There was about two or three children left on the bus as they went down the hill. And he lost control as the almost second to the last child jumped out the back door of the bus.
Turner held the hijacker down until the police arrived. The government says Americans didn't make more money in July, but cash for clunkers spurred an increase in consumer spending. Economist Peter Carr, spending could be under pressure over the next few months.
Any uptick is good news, but I think, you know, we have to realize that the consumer is still very much weighted down by debt load and, of course, the fear of losing his job.
In early trading, the Dow Industrials are down 18 points. This is CBS News.
The Home Depot has new lower prices on over 100 styles of Stainmaster carpet. If you like that, you'll love this. We'll also install it for just $39. Any size home, no matter how many rooms. So right now, your budget covers more square feet than ever before. Thanks to new lower prices on Stainmaster and $39 basic installation. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only, see store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
This business is harder than anything I've ever done in my life.
Meet Kim Ema. She sells tasty desserts out of her treats truck all over Manhattan.
Managing cash flow is really important because things are always changing. Let's say I have a really big event coming up. I'm probably going to use my Visa Business credit card. And then there are weekly expenses where it just makes a lot of sense to use my Visa Business debit card.
Learn how Visa Business helps Kim manage cash flow in ways checks can't. Visit visa.com/gobiz. More small businesses go forward with Visa.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. CSU has withdrawn recognition of Zeta Phi Beta sorority after an investigation into several alleged incidents of hazing. University officials said the hazing included food and sleep deprivation. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar meets today with Southern Colorado water users to discuss the proposed Arkansas Valley conduit. The conduit would carry water east from Pueblo Reservoir to communities along a 110-mile route ending in Lamar. Salazar's congressman brother, John, will also attend. More than 4,000 jobs and millions of dollars into the Colorado economy. That's what's at stake if Republic Airways, the new owner of Frontier Airlines, decides to pull operations from DIA.
There are certain parts of this entire deal that we believe are in play.
Denver Metro Chamber of Commerce VP Tom Clark telling 9 News of the challenges Denver faces in the deal. The city's providing tax breaks to an airline when it faces budget shortfalls of its own. And Denver firefighters and Mayor John Hickenlooper are working to help balance next year's city budget as union leaders have given initial approval to alter their contract and create a savings of more than $3 million. John Elway reportedly to marry longtime girlfriend and former Raider cheerleader Paige Green tomorrow in Idaho. And the Rockies are in San Francisco tonight. The Dodgers beat them yesterday 3-2. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where we've had a bunch of trouble spots as far as highway accidents go. They've cleaned up a crash that occurred southbound 225 approaching Yosemite, but you're still going to run into some big-time delays as you're trying to make your way across Aurora. Your slowdowns will start right around Mississippi, taking you up to that former accident scene. Now we're getting word of a crash. Now it's off to the right shoulder of eastbound I-70 west of Peoria, but checking on those CDOT cameras, everybody's kind of looking at it, so you're going to bog down a bottleneck right there. Could kind of slow things up and cause some delays as you're trying to head out to DIA. We've got some ramp accidents as well. Crash on the ramp to Bellevue from southbound I-25. That one should be out of the way in the next minute or two. There's also a crash eastbound 6th Avenue right around Sheridan. That one could kind of mess things up as you're trying to get onto the highway there as well. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a hot day with a high of about 84, 85 degrees. Overnight low dropping down to 52. Currently it is 63. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Shelter Insurance has covered a lot of cars and drivers since 1946. See how you can sit back and enjoy the ride by calling 1-800-SHELTER or find an agent near you at shelterinsurance.com. Seek shelter today.
Hi, this is Dan Johnson, General Manager at Len Lyle Chevrolet. And due to the recent success of the Cash for Clunkers program, we are running out of pre-owned vehicles. We had to crush most of our recent trade-ins and must replenish our used car lot. Len Lyle Chevrolet will pay you 110% of book value or more, whether you buy a vehicle from us or not. We would love to sell you a newer used vehicle, and because of our low overhead, we can sell them for less. We don't have fancy showrooms, we just have the lowest prices. Len Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at LenLyleChevy.com.
I really want to compliment you.
I want to compliment you.
I'm a conservative, but I really want to compliment you and your show.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
That tough enough.
8:07 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. Going up into the 80s today. Getting closer and closer to my trip up to Estes Park this weekend. Very excited about that. I don't know if you heard in the local news update that they just played. You heard two stories if you just 2 minutes ago on the AM 760 local news update. One story was about the city frantically trying to throw tax breaks at Frontier Airlines and Republic Airways, even though the company is reporting robust profits. And the other story was that the city is pushing firefighters to take a pay cut because of a budget emergency. I mean, that's really amazing. We're going to throw tax breaks at a company, at a profitable company, and cite a budget crisis as reason to gut firefighters' pay. Really, really, really sick. All right. As promised, now's the time we talk to Christy Harvey of the Center for American Progress. We check in with her every week on Friday. Hey, Christy, how you doing?
Hey, dude, how are you? I haven't talked to you in ages, it feels like.
I know. You went on vacation, right?
We had people come into town.
So
sort of the same thing.
Cool. I mean, yeah, I guess if you live up in Alaska, you don't really have to do a summer vacation. You can do a staycation.
We are doing lots of staycations. Really, we're just I'm saving up my time and money so that we can get out of here for a week when it's really cold.
Yeah, yeah, that's absolutely necessary. I remember somebody told me that one of the decently populated routes in the winter is from I think Anchorage to Hawaii, right?
It's basically if you're in it's basically our beach town. Exactly. It's got a direct flight.
How long is the flight?
Under 6 hours.
Not bad.
And it's really not bad. It's 3 hours to Seattle. So
right.
it's a lot faster than traveling almost anywhere else. And yeah, there's like almost a shuttle. And everyone you know up here is in Hawaii for some point. We didn't do it last year. We were still.
You should try to do it.
We were Chichacos, which is the name for people who are very green to Alaska.
I see.
But this year I've decided we're sourdoughs, so we will do the Hawaii trip.
You should try. Hawaii is really such an amazing, amazing place. It really,
I've never been.
Is.
Oh, very excited.
It's amazing. Now I'm reading some of the stuff that you've sent over, some of the stuff that you're tracking. You know. As a whole, if you step back and read this stuff, it's like the country's going crazy. Like, it's just really going insane. I mean, tell us, for instance, about what's going on in Kentucky.
This is crazy. My mind. And I read one article about this, and I thought, okay, obviously the reporter is drunk or something, and I need to get some backup material here because, you know, too much bourbon. And no, this is actually happening. It's a good story because the side of light and truth came won. But a judge yesterday ruled that Kentucky basically is not allowed to legislate dependence on God.
Oh, well, okay. So give us the background of it. Who was trying to legislate a dependence on God?
So this is what went down. There is a state legislator. His name's Todd Reiner in Kentucky. He was from Louisville, and he's the pastor of a church called Christ is King Baptist Church. And he'd inserted language into their homeland security laws for Kentucky that basically said, quote, the citizens of the Commonwealth cannot be safe neither now nor in the future without the aid of the Almighty God.
That's really, I mean, that is, as a matter of public policy, that is just
As a matter of public policy. We cannot be safe unless everybody believes in God. We cannot be safe unless God agrees to protect us.
I mean, that's actually really, that's really offensive. And, I don't happen to be an atheist, but that's just really, that is really it's basically saying you have to have some form of theistic religion. It's trying to legislate that.
Well, it does, and it also, I think, and coming to this as a person of faith, I think it's really offensive to people of faith as well, because it's saying we're going to make a law that God has to protect us.
Right.
We're going to actually rein in God and say, hey, God, here's the thing. You're breaking the law right now.
You're making God's acts, some of God's acts, and some of them are unfortunate. You're making some of them illegal.
Exactly, exactly. So the judge came forward, and he had an 18-page ruling, and he said, even assuming that most of this nation's citizens have historically depended on God by choice to protect them, this does not give the General Assembly the right to force its citizens to do so now. And basically said, you've got 30 days to figure out how to get that out of this.
So ultimately a victory for the forces of sanity.
Victory for sanity, victory for Christians and atheists alike, and yeah. Just the state of Kentucky just had to say, what were you thinking, guys?
Yeah, that's really, really crazy. We're talking to Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress. You can find her work at www.miccheckradio.org or www.americanprogress.org. All right, give us a Sarah Palin update. You're up there in Alaska. What's our favorite laughingstock doing this week?
Well, I'm up here in Alaska, but Governor Palin is, of course, not.
Right.
The second she quit, she basically got the heck out of Dodge.
Right.
And this is just sort of funny, odd, I don't know, but we've seen in the past that Sarah Palin is a speech tease. It's very weird. She will have all of this public hoopla about how she's going somewhere to be a keynote speaker, and then a week beforehand go, why is everyone saying that? I never agreed to that. What a shock, even though it's been going on for months. We saw this with CPAC, which is the big conservative convention in Washington last February. She was going to be the big keynote week beforehand. I have no idea why people have been saying this, and there's been so much publicity about this for 2 months. I'm not doing it. She did this for the big Republican fundraiser.
This is her MO.
Yes. She did this for the speech, her first speech she was supposed to give after quitting the governorship.
She's a tease.
Republican women.
We can actually say that in a way that's not sexist at all.
I don't mean this as a sexist
way. No, but this is a way we can, this is actually true. She is a political tease.
I think of it less as a sexualized thing and more as, you know, you've got a toy for a baby and you dangle it over and the baby gets really excited and then at the very last minute you yank it away and make the baby cry. It's sort of like that. And so, basically, she was supposed to last night speak to this big right-wing group up here called the Alaska Family Council. And it's one of those things I don't agree with. It's one of those, like, stridently pro-life groups, stridently conservative groups.
Mm-hmm.
And she was supposed to be their keynote speaker, their big dinner. It's been going on and on for months. Last night was their big kickoff of the campaign to make teenagers have to have the signature of a parent if they're looking to terminate a pregnancy. So they're all whipped up and excited about that. She's the big keynote. Yesterday morning, she announces, I have no idea what she's talking about. I was never going to go to that. And I love this because the national groups never quite
know. Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
She pretended, she not only isn't going to show up, but she pretended she almost had no idea what was going
on. Never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
No idea why they said that. She'd never heard of it. This was through her spokesperson. And so this group knows her very well, and they decided not to stand down. And they were like, yes, you did. We've talked to lots and lots of your people. And right after she announced it, they put out another big press release that said, for all that we know, Sarah Palin's still coming tonight.
They man.
They wouldn't let it go. So it was actually
nice.
Kind of
all right. I respect at least the tactics there. That's at least they're being honest. All right. Now the last story I see here, which is this is great. I love this story.
Okay.
Bob Dylan and your GPS. How do Bob Dylan and GPS systems? How are those two things together?
Well, 2 days ago I got very excited because there's this big story that Bob Dylan was releasing a Christmas album.
Right. Yeah. Right. I heard that.
So I'm like, yay, Bob Dylan back in the news. And then yesterday, late yesterday, this one comes out that he's in talks with some car companies to be the voice of their GPS vocals.
I love that. So, like, instead of, like, I've used GPS when I've rented a car before, so instead of, like, that sort of War Games-ish voice telling you where to go, you could have Bob Dylan telling you where to go.
And, he was talking on BBC Radio and was talking about how he's in these talks. No one's quite sure who he's talking to. But, he's just having that wine tell you, that's the thing is, can you think of one other singer, except for maybe the guys who did Louie Louie, that you just cannot understand the lyrics? I can never understand
Springsteen.
The words that he says.
Springsteen, okay. Sometimes. Sometimes Springsteen's hard to understand. But I was going to say that, like, I love Bob Dylan's voice, and I was just going to make the point you're making right now. It's like, I love Bob Dylan's voice, but sometimes I really can't understand his lyrics. So if he's like, you know, turn left turn left on Main Street. You know, you're going to be like, turn right on where? Turn left on
exactly.
Where?
Turn left. Next. Like, it's just going to drive you nuts.
It is. It also might, like, kind of, I also find his voice kind of sometimes so soothing that it kind of can put you to sleep.
Right.
Which is exactly what you don't want.
Fine line between a pleasant voice in your car or vehicle and dozing right off.
Yeah, exactly.
It made me think.
So, but this is a real thing, right? I mean, this is like a potentially real thing.
A potentially real thing, yes.
Like you could get a GPS device and Bob Dylan could be your tour guide.
He said that he's negotiating with two different car manufacturers to be the voice of their in-car navigation system.
That is really, really ridiculous. I got to tell you something. There definitely is a unbelievably huge amount of money in voiceovers like that. I mean, have you noticed? I mean, you listen to the ads on this station, ads nationally. You hear, and they don't. What's interesting is the actors won't say that it's them. Not that they're hiding it, but you get ads like there's a Home Depot ad on this network that has Ed Harris. You hear Gene Hackman all the time, Forrest Whitaker. And the only way these companies are getting those big name actors, they're definitely paying them like a lot of money. Like
Exactly like when I lived in Tokyo and you would see all of these A-list American actors doing Japanese commercials because that's where the money is, but it wouldn't affect their street cred because very few Americans saw it.
Right, exactly.
So it becomes sort of like that.
And so now you've got potentially the Bob Dylan GPS system. I'm very, very psyched about that. Christy Harvey, thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Awesome. Good to talk to you, David.
Have a good, great weekend.
Right, you too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. That was Christy Harvey of the Center for American Progress. I'm David Sirota filling in here for J. Marvin. After the break, I'm going to play you the other military ad, the new ad from the military, a military recruitment ad. I wrote my column about it this week. It's a new military recruitment ad campaign coming out as polls show the public anger at the Iraq and Afghanistan war continues to grow. The military recruitment efforts getting really desperate, I think, to preserve their recruitment efforts. And they have resorted to something, to a pitch that I think is quite dishonest. Stick around for that. It'll knock your socks off. You can't believe what they're saying in these ads. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Traffic is still a bear for us in a couple different spots. The big one, southbound 225, due to an earlier motorcycle versus car accident. Going to hit these jams from Parker Road all the way down to Tamarack. All the way to I-25. Westbound Turnpike also super heavy. Sheridan to Wadsworth, again, from Flatiron Circle out to McCasland. And westbound C-470 behind Hamden to Morrison Road. That's a little bit unusual. Normal jams on 25 coming southbound into downtown, as well as northbounders starting to pick up there on Downing Street. Our accidents, one on the ramp to eastbound 6th Avenue from Sheridan. Also got a right shoulder crash eastbound I-70 west of Peoria. And finally, three cars involved here at 40th and Tower. That one is in the cleanup phase. Forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, and warm. Highs in the low to mid-80s. We have a slight chance for an afternoon thunderstorm. Our current temperature downtown is 66 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
You're invited to the Chevy Open House. They've made it easy to get into a new Chevy with low, straightforward pricing on remaining 08 and 09 models. It's simple. The price on the tag is the price you pay.
Let's talk trees. Creekside Tree Nursery in Boulder is having their biggest sale of the year. Buy one tree, get the second one free. Buy three shrubs, get one free. That's right. Buy one tree, get one free. Buy three shrubs, get one free. At Creekside Tree Nursery in Boulder. Visit creeksideboulder.com for more information. Creekside Tree Nursery. Better trees, better prices. Better get there today before you miss out.
Buy one tree, get one free.
Certain trees excluded from this sale.
Every child deserves to feel great about what they're wearing to school, and they should have all the supplies they need too. So Walmart is helping to make that happen with special pricing on lots of different back-to-school products. Right now, for just $9, you can get select backpacks, juniors OP tops, and kids' Danskin Now and starter shoes. and select Mead one-subject notebooks are 6 for $9. $9 pricing, because back to school costs less at Walmart. Save money, live better. Walmart. Price is not valid in Oklahoma, Wisconsin, Hawaii, or Alaska.
I want to suck your... I get it. Blood makes you squeamish.
Love sucks on the CW Thursday.
That was good.
The Vampire Diaries, series premiere Thursday, September 10th, followed by the season premiere of Supernatural on the CW.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process.
That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
875,000.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
Randy Rhodes.
Your bank has more information about you than your doctor does. Your employer has more information about you than your doctor does. But the beautiful thing about healthcare is you're protected under HIPAA, the privacy right. You know, you're not going to be able to Google Paul in Scottsdale, and I'm not going to be able to see a prostate, although I'm sure I'd love it.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weeknights at 7 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you...
825 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin. We're going to get to those military ads in a second, but I wanted to first take one call. Christine, you're on AM 760.
Hi, yeah, my brother called me about this yesterday, about the GPS thing, and boy, did we yuck it up. We thought of some lyrics like, there's got to be some kind of way out of here. Or, hey, it ain't me, babe.
That would be sweet. Is not only that he tell you to go left or right, but if they could integrate some of the lyrics, like when you're going the wrong way, you could find all that would be, that is a great, I love that idea, is to actually go through all of his songs and find some lyrics that they could put into that. That's such a good idea. In fact, it's so good, we got to find a way to send that to the company and let them know about it. I love that idea.
Yeah, how many roads must a man drive down?
There you go. I love it. I mean, there's probably so many of those, man.
Oh, no doubt.
That's such a great call. Hey, Christine, thanks for the call.
Oh, you bet. Bye.
826 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. All right, I want to fill you in on this new military ad campaign that's going to knock your socks off. My column this week is called The Science Fiction of Military Marketing, and it's about two ads that the military, that the Pentagon has put out there, one for the Air Force, one for the Navy. Polls, of course, recent polls show strong opposition to the Afghanistan war and strong opposition, continued opposition to the Iraq war. And the military has responded, has faced a recruitment crisis up until the last about 7-8 months because of the recession. The recession has boosted military recruitment efforts because in a recession, people are looking for jobs. And so that's a pretty natural thing that happens during recessions. But before the recession, the military was facing serious recruitment problems. And those recruitment problems still remain underneath the recession boost. And so they put out a series of ads that focus on these unmanned drones, these remote controlled planes that fly into war zones. And they are promoting this in their recruitment messages, really pretty explicitly suggesting that if you enlist in the military, you won't have to, there's no chance you're ever going to face the blood and guts consequences of real wars. Now, this has been the deadliest month in the Afghanistan war ever. Since the Afghanistan war started, the deadliest month. We've also seen huge attacks in Iraq. Now, wherever you stand on those wars, I think it should be pretty non-controversial to say that there's something wrong with the military presenting the making of war as a bloodless, completely safe experience, a la sitting on your couch playing a video game. But exactly the opposite is happening. Again, they're marketing these ads to people. And I think, and as my column says, I think there's two audiences for this. One, to the potential recruits. They're trying to say, hey, if you go over to Iraq and Afghanistan, if you enlist, you won't have to face any hand-to-hand combat. It's also a message to the general public saying, hey, war isn't that bad. War is pretty safe now. There's nothing to worry about. There's no need for there to be such opposition. Let's play this Navy ad. This is actually, I think, the most outrageous one. And make sure to listen to the last third of it in particular, because it makes a statement that's really, really outrageous. Here's an ad from the U.S. Navy that's out there right now, a television ad.
They fly by themselves. They swim by themselves. They see everything, but you see nothing. They are the drones. Starring Fire Scout. Mission, situational awareness and surgical targeting. Mind Hunter. Capability, detect, localize, classify, and identify mine threats. Talon. Specialty, explosive ordnance disarmament and removal. The Protector. Expertise, terrorist interceptor, piracy eradicator. This isn't science fiction. This is life in the United States Navy, where you work with technology of the future every day. In Episode 1, the drones fight terrorism and protect America. And in the process, they keep the front lines unmanned.
Okay, so that's the ad. So, and did you hear that at the end? These drones protect America, and in the process, keep the front lines unmanned. This is absolutely outrageous. This is an ad for the U.S. military, saying that if you enlist, you probably don't have to go anywhere near combat. In fact, says the ad, the front lines are now unmanned. And they're not saying it's unmanned, it's unguarded. What they're saying is that we have so mastered war that we don't even have to have anybody on the front lines because we've got robots protecting us. Now, there's no doubt that unmanned drones are useful. There's no doubt that the military is relying more on unmanned drones. But what an insult to the thousands of people who have been killed on the front lines and to the thousands of soldiers who remain on the front lines to say that the front lines are unmanned. And I think there's something even worse going on here, which is that beyond misleading potential recruits, these ads have a bigger audience, the general public, which isn't going to, you know, the majority of people who aren't going to enlist. The message to that constituency is war is not really violent. War is really just like an innocuous video game. War does not cost our country anything in blood. And that is an absolute lie. This is the bloodiest month in the Afghanistan war. And this is the message from the military. I'll play you another ad, just so you can see that this is not just one ad. Here's an ad for the Air Force.
This is Titan 1-4. No signs of life.
Titan 1-4, hold your position.
What do you got?
Unmanned aircraft is identifying enemy sniper.
Copy that. Let's move. Thanks, Reaper 1-1. We got it from here. Sentry's coming off target.
Learn more at airforce.com.
And the tagline there is, this is not science fiction. This is life in the Air Force. And at the end of the ad, you see what you got to see, the visual of it. And we'll post links to this on our website. But what you see in that ad is a spaceship-like ship flying over a desert. And the ad ends with two guys in front of basically a computer console controlling this thing. And a computer console, and in the movie theater version that I saw of this ad, these guys at the end of the ad, they actually leave the room where the console is, and they're in, you know, they look like they're in Omaha, right? And the plane had been flying over a moonscape in Afghanistan, and the guys walk out, and they are all the way, you know, 7,500 miles away, nice and safe in a place like Omaha. And, you know, this is just really the attempt to dehumanize and desensitize us to war. And when you couple this with the Pentagon's effort to make sure that journalists can't take pictures of flag-draped coffins, when you couple this with the Pentagon's successful effort, unfortunately, to persuade President Obama not to release pictures of war atrocities that happened in prisons in Afghanistan and Iraq, you see a very, very calculated effort to dehumanize war and to effectively say to the country that war is not that big a deal, that war does not cost us very much in blood and treasure. And this is coming out at the same time that polls show that opposition to the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq is growing. So the question, the open question for this hour: do you think the Pentagon is out of line in all of its efforts to try to desensitize us to war, whether it's preventing photographing of coffins, whether it's preventing the photographs of the prison atrocities in Afghanistan and Iraq, whether it's this ad campaign that implies that war is just an antiseptic, sanitized exercise in video gaming? Do you think the Pentagon is trying to mislead us about what war is and what it is not? And do you think those efforts are successful? 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600. We have open phones about the Pentagon's new ad campaign to try to desensitize us to war. Do you think that's what's going on here? 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, got a new crash. It's on the right shoulder, eastbound I-70, west of Peoria. Going to hit some jams at Havana. Also got a center lane stall southbound I-25, approaching 20th. Those delays go back to about 58th. Also going to be really heavy southbound 225. Stop and go there. Speeds in the teens due to an early serious accident involving a motorcycle and a car there. Going to hit jams back past Parker Road. Also got a few surface street situations. One, new crash, Jewel and Zuni. Another at 40th and Tower, Sheridan and Evans, one on the ramp from eastbound 6th Avenue to Sheridan. Also got one accident eastbound 6th Avenue near Federal. So all these surface street accidents are really starting to pop up for us. Take it easy, everybody. Your forecast, like yesterday, mostly sunny, high around 84 degrees, very slight chance for isolated thunderstorms. Tomorrow, we should get near 80 under sunny skies, and Sunday, partly cloudy, but warmer with a high of 83. Right now, we're already at 70 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Come into Safeway and discover 5,000 ways you can save using your club card. To learn more about Safeway club card specials and all the great ways to save money, visit Safeway.com today. Safeway, ingredients for life.
Hey, it's Tom Harbin, and in case you haven't heard, you can hear AM 760.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you followed your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Landmark Lincoln Mercury is your destination for the largest selection of new Lincoln and Mercury product in the state. So if you're in the market to purchase or lease a vehicle, put Landmark on your list. The Lincoln Mercury product on display is stunning in design and function. Mercury Mariner, Mercury Milan, Lincoln MKZ, Lincoln Navigator, Lincoln MKS, Lincoln MKX, and the much anticipated Lincoln MKT. These vehicles are simply spectacular. Ford Motor Credit offers factory subsidized leasing on every Lincoln, or low-rate financing on all Lincoln and Mercurys, including certified pre-owned. If you desire a non-pressure buying experience, have one of our long-term professionals assist you. Landmark Lincoln Mercury has achieved number one ranking in Denver in sales and service performance. For the best in price, selection, and complete customer satisfaction, visit us at 5000 South Broadway or at buylincolns.com. Make the Landmark decision.
Volume claim based on total retail sales for the state of Colorado based on 2008 Ford statistics. Sales and service claims based on total retail sales for the city of Denver based on 2008 Ford statistics.
1-877-505-8130 or visit chroniclowbackpainstudy.com.
The Home Depot has lowered prices on over 1,000 items throughout the store. The items you need most. So you save money and get more out of every project you do. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Your 401k is in danger. Your IRA is in trouble. The U.S. paper dollar is unstable. As you hear me talk, you're losing net worth fast. To make matters worse, huge government spending is devaluing your money even faster. High rates of inflation are rolling towards you like a tidal wave of loss. Don't just sit there. Protect your portfolio and your family. Buy gold now, direct and wholesale with United Gold Group.
Gold prices have tripled since 2001, and many experts predict the prices will climb another 100%. The demand is strong, and the timing may never be better. When you buy from us, you're buying direct and getting wholesale prices. Call us and learn what other gold companies don't want you to know.
United Gold's 2009 Investors Kit will supply you with everything you need to know about the advantages of buying gold direct, cutting out the middleman. Your Gold Investors Kit is yours absolutely free if you call now. 800-610-4790. Supplies are limited, so call right away. You'll also get the secrets on how to own gold in your retirement account. Call now. 800-610-4790. 800-610-4790.
In clinical studies, consumers purchasing a new car from typical dealerships experience side effects such as headache, fatigue, and indigestion due to dorky sales guys. Dizziness also resulted from complicated financing plans. Consult with Flatiron Subaru in Boulder to avoid these symptoms and see if a new Subaru is right for you.
Thinking of getting a Subaru this month? Don't miss our A Lot to Love event through August 31st. Flatiron Subaru, east of Foothills in Arapahoe in Boulder.
Very nice. Kirk choosing In the Navy for our discussion about the military's new ad campaign. The open question of the hour right now: do you think the military is going too far in trying to desensitize war in its new recruitment ads, which suggest quite literally that if you enlist in the military, you do not have any chance of being deployed to the blood and guts consequences? You don't have any chance to deal with the blood and guts consequences of real war making. That is the military's message in its ads. Let's play that Navy ad one more time if we can. I just want you to make sure to listen to the last third of it. It's very, very important. The last third of it is the real message here. And then we'll take your calls. 303-713-7600 is the number. All right, let's hear the Navy ad.
fly by themselves. They swim by themselves. They see everything, but you see nothing. They are the drones. Starring Fire Scout, Mission, Situational Awareness, and Surgical Targeting. Mind Hunter, capability, detect, localize, classify, and identify mind threats. Talon, disarmament and removal. The Protector, expertise, terrorist interceptor, piracy eradicator. This isn't science fiction. This is life in the United States Navy, where you work with technology of the future every day. In Episode 1, the drones fight terrorism and protect America. And in the process, they keep the front lines unmanned.
So there you go. There you heard, in the process, the front lines are kept unmanned. Now, I don't know about you, but I think that's an insult to the front lines that are not unmanned at all. The front lines are quite manned. There have been many casualties and injuries on those front lines, and I think there's something really sick about the military's recruitment ads strongly suggesting that the making of war doesn't involve people on those front lines risking their lives. I think it's a real problem. I think it's really, really sick. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Jim in Broomfield. Jim, you're on AM 760.
Morning, David.
Morning.
Yeah, it's scary, isn't it? I mean, it's the thing with the last ad you played, it's almost making it sound like it's a TV show or something. Because
yeah, well,
and
I...
in there where he says, Episode 1.
Yeah, and I should have explained that. Right. There it looks like they've grainy, it's like a grainy picture, and it's designed to look kind of like a Steve McQueen movie, like a 70s movie. It's stylized to make it seem like that. And I actually saw this ad in the movie theater. It was they're now mixing previews and ads. And so they're definitely trying to make it look like a cool retro movie. That's for sure.
What a trip. So, yeah, I mean, they are trying to desensitize people. I mean, I think that's pretty clear in the whole making it safe, you know, well, you'll be safe, just come and join us. And I guess one thing I mentioned to John I wanted to say was that he kind of alluded to it. I'm a little more upset at Obama.
How so? Why?
Well, because he was supposed to be, I thought he was going to be an anti-war guy. I thought he kind of got that war was bad, no matter what it is. And, you know, he's not really... kind of doing anything about the wars.
Well, not only is he, I would go further. Not only is he not doing anything, although he insists that his timetable for withdrawal in Iraq is on target. But in Afghanistan, he's moving closer and closer to a full-fledged escalation. And the public, you know, as I said, the polls show that the public opposes that by a 2-to-1 margin. And so, you know, I don't think it's a coincidence that there's going to be potentially be an escalation. The Pentagon may try to move its withdrawal deadline. The polls show that the public opposes both of those ideas. And now we've got a military recruitment ad campaign which says, hey, wait a minute, war making's not that bad. You know, we won't worry about war making. It's not that bloody. Oh, yeah, sure, it's been the bloodiest month in Afghanistan since the invasion 2001, but hey... Hey, war making's just a video game. No big deal. I don't think that's a coincidence.
No, you're right. And a last thought for you. A neighbor of mine, one of the few lefties like me in my neighborhood up here in Broomfield, she's from Pakistan. We were talking to her today about what's going on in Afghanistan. And, you know, she made the point. It's like, why is the U.S. over there? Leave these people alone. They will figure it out. Whatever happens, happens. And why do we care? And that's kind of what it boils down to me. It's like, who cares what they do over there? Let them do what they do. The people will eventually work it out, and I think maybe Iran is an example, right? You have the Ayatollah took over in 79. They went to this total fundamentalist movement, but the people that are coming up now, are saying, hey, wait a minute, we don't like this, we want to change it. Now, granted, they...
I'm not going to go as far as to say that we have no role there. I mean, I think, but it's not clear what our mission is, we don't have a strategy, and escalation without a strategy, I mean, that's what got us into trouble in Vietnam, among other things. Escalation without a strategy is a real problem, and I think the military, the makers of those ads, the makers of military propaganda, these are not stupid people. I think this is not a coincidence. Jim, thanks for the call.
Thanks, David.
Let's go to Tony in Lakewood. Tony, you're in AM 760.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, man.
Hey, you know, I wanted to, talking about those ads, I think you have to look at the military that those ads were put out for. As, you know, they're for the Navy and the Air Force. And you have to look at the roles that they play abroad.
Oh, that's a fair point, I think, that the Army and the Marines are certainly more on the quote unquote front lines, whatever, you know, and that's a generalized term. So you there is a fair point there. But I also think, I mean, I kind of think it's undeniable that regardless of which sector of the armed forces it's linked to at the end, right? Because at the end there's an emblem, but one's the Air Force, one's the Navy. It's the bigger message, right? The bigger message is that, hey, war is as safe as a video game. And I think that's why I'm saying that I think that there are two audiences for this, right? Like the Navy and the Air Force, one audience that they're aiming for is actual recruits. But the other audience is like the general public, right? Saying to the general public, hey, most of the public that's going to watch us is not interested in enlisting, but we still can deliver them a message. And the message is that, hey, war isn't what you have in your mind of urban warfare and bombs and blood. It's becoming more and more a safer a video game, and I think that's a problem.
Well, it's not wholly dishonest. Being somebody that was in the Army that has been deployed to Afghanistan, I was a mechanic on a helicopter while I was deployed, and we saw no action. I mean, it's all going to depend on the jobs that you're doing in the branch of the service.
Oh, yeah.
The Navy and the Air Force do not strap weapons on. They do not patrol the streets. So
I don't disagree with that.
And I
say in my column, and I want to be clear, I say in my column that the ads are not pure science fiction. The military is building more on manned drones. The military is recruiting. Popular Science magazine did a big story on this. They're looking for about 600 new remote pilots. That's absolutely true, and you're absolutely right that not everybody who enlists in the military is seeing combat. I completely and totally agree with you. So it's not science fiction, but
nope.
But I just think that there's something not wholly honest about it. And what I write in my column, and you should check it out, is that what was crazy about this was that I saw these two ads right before the movie The Hurt Locker. And The Hurt Locker is about, it's a fictionalized, it's a dramatized movie about a bomb squad in Iraq. And so the movie, the Hollywood movie, I thought, was far more honest about what war is like for so many people than these recruitment ads. And, you know, the Hurt Locker was, you know, it didn't over-dramatize it. I mean, the reviews have said it's not an over-dramatized movie, but it's about what it's actually like to be in a war zone. And I just was stunned that the Hollywood portrayal, I felt, was more honest than what the military was saying in real life.
Well, I haven't seen The Hurt Locker, so I can't speak as to that, but...
You should check it out. It's a good movie. I mean, you know what? Do me a favor. Go, check out the movie if you can at some point, and call us back, and we'll discuss it on the air.
Roger that.
All right, man. Take care. 8:51 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. Do you think the military is trying to desensitize us to war? I'll play you the clip of the new ad campaign. We'll play the Air Force clip, the shorter clip, after the break. A new ad campaign from the military basically implying that if you enlist in the military, you won't probably see any real combat. At worst, you'll have to maneuver drone technology. And I think this is unnecessarily trying to desensitize us to war, and that the Pentagon is trying to do this in the face of polls that show the public opposes our engagements in Afghanistan and Iraq. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Got a center lane stall making a mess of southbound I-25. Now, this car is sitting around 20th Avenue, but the stop and go backups to 58th Avenue. Also got a right shoulder crash eastbound I-70 just west of Peoria. And several surface street issues going on right now. Let's start with the list. Santa Fe at I-25. Got a two-vehicle fender bender, 6th and Santa Fe. One at Jewel and Zuni. Another eastbound 6th Avenue at Federal. And finally, Sheridan and Evans. So volumes are decreasing, but that doesn't mean that people aren't, you know, driving a little crazy out there. So do be careful. It's been a nasty week of accidents. Your forecast today, mostly sunny, breezy, and warm with high of around 84 degrees. We have a slight chance for afternoon thunderstorms. Our current temperature in downtown Denver, 68 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Introducing the all-new Chevy Equinox with an EPA-estimated 32 mpg highway and up to 600 highway miles between fill-ups. It's the most fuel-efficient crossover on the highway. Go to Chevy.com/Equinox. Based on GM compact crossover segment, excludes other GM vehicles.
Coming up Friday on the Tom Hartman Program, join me for our week...
Can you guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. Drunk driving. Over the limit. Under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Are you in the market for a quiet, friendly apartment community? We didn't think so.
Oh, my God.
Tuesday, September 8th.
I'm not a prostitute.
Move in to television's most notorious address.
Just ask the people who used to live here.
This is Melrose Place.
I've done something really bad.
The must-see series premiere, right after the season premiere of 90210, only on the CW.
Every child deserves to feel great about what they're wearing to school. And they should have all the supplies they need, too. So Walmart is helping to make that happen with special pricing on lots of different back-to-school products. Right now, for just $9, you can get select backpacks, juniors OP tops, and kids' dance can now and starter shoes. And select Mead one-subject notebooks are 6 for $9. $9 pricing, because back-to-school costs less at Walmart. Save money, live better. Walmart. Prices not valid in Oklahoma, Wisconsin, Hawaii, or Alaska.
I didn't become Magic Johnson overnight. I had to set goals and go for them. If your goal is getting the best for your family, Rent-A-Center puts it in easy reach. Choose from top-name brands like Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more. With no credit checks, no credit needed. And Rent-A-Center backs it all with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Because sometimes we need a little assist with our goals.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
I wouldn't dream of calling the IRS on my own. Mike and Brian, Tax Resolution Services, are the best at what they do. They'll handle your case on your behalf. They've been doing it successfully for years. Call them at 1-800-755-9602. 1-800-755-9602. That's 1-800-755-9602. 755-9602.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
Hey, 7:57 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about the military's new ad campaign attempting to desensitize us to war, or at least that's my take in my new column, which you can find at the Fort Collins Colorado today and at the Denver Post tomorrow. Let's go to Jimmy in Denver. Jimmy, you're on AM 760.
David, good morning.
Morning.
You know, the way I see it is the Pentagon could put whatever media spin they want on their marketing and recruiting techniques. The fact that it is supported by the total lack of media coverage is what I find just absolutely outrageous.
What lack of media coverage of exactly what?
The blood, the gore, the wounded soldiers, the death counts, the coverage in general. I was a journalism major in college, and as a result, I'm a news junkie. It is hard to find information regarding the war and death toll numbers and wounded numbers.
And I'm really glad you bring this up because it's not just the death toll numbers, right? It's actually the images of what it's like. And I know that's we're supposed to not look at them. We're supposed to not see them because they're supposedly obscene. But we don't actually see. You're exactly right. We don't actually see what war does. Hey, thanks for the call. All right, stick around. We'll do a national and Colorado news update after the official news, and then we'll get back to this topic after the break.
Win a new Vespa scooter from AM 760. Sportique Scooters and Maintenance Matters. Register right now at am760.net or visit our booth at A Taste of Colorado, September 4th through the 7th.
Did you know that 95% of businesses will never even reach 1 million in annual sales? If you've done that, you're practically a miracle. Of those that get to 1 million, 98% will never get to 5 million, even less will get to 10 million, and then to go to 100 million and beyond requires an entirely new way of marketing, managing, selling, and especially hiring. The shifts at each level and the way you think and operate at each level is what most business owners never figure out, and that's why they get stuck or stay small. Wherever you are in the growth curve, we can get you to the next level for free if you call 800-632-1990. I'm Chet Holmes, author of the number one business book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. I've personally picked up the telephone and cold called my way into getting more than 60 of the Fortune 500 as clients, and now I'm helping smaller companies in 23 countries. Leave us a message with your email and we'll send you 9 free reports that are so good you won't believe we give them away. Call 800-632-1990. You won't believe the intellectual property we give away for free. Call 800-632-1990.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Now it is the deadliest month. With today's killing of an American soldier in a roadside bombing, more U.S. troops have died in Afghanistan this month than in any other in the 8-year-old Afghan war. 45 Americans have been killed so far in August. CBS News military consultant, retired Colonel Jeff McCausland, says the months ahead are likely to bring more of the same.
As we see more U.S. forces and more NATO forces operating more widely in the country, and the response by the Taliban, this will translate into more violence, more attacks, and sadly more cashless.
There was a bit of a boost in consumer spending last month, fueled by the Cash for Clunkers program, but the Commerce Department says household incomes were flat, and that doesn't bode well for future spending. Economist Peter Cardillo.
Consumer spending has been quite spotty and, of course, uneven, and perhaps maybe we'll see some last-minute back-to-school buying that might actually help the numbers next month.
The increase in spending last month, 0.2%, that's about what forecasters had expected. At the John F. Kennedy Library in Boston, a steady stream of people files quietly past the flag-draped casket of Senator Edward Kennedy. Bernice Hannon says he meant a lot to her.
I just wanted to be here. I just felt like I lost a family member.
Funeral services for Kennedy will be held tomorrow in Boston before his burial in Arlington National Cemetery. The next step is likely to be a legal one in the extraordinary story of a 29-year-old California woman held captive since she was 11. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman.
Officials here are expected today to file formal charges against the two alleged abductors, Philip and Nancy Garrido. The two are currently being held here in Placerville. We expect them to face a variety of charges, including kidnapping. Philip Garrido is also expected to face charges of rape and possibly other crimes involving sexual abuse.
J.C. Dugard, the mother of two children allegedly fathered by Garrido, has been reunited with her mother and is said to be in good health, considering her long ordeal. Crews are battling several wildfires that continue burning around California. Thousands of people have been forced to evacuate, including some 1,500 in the affluent seaside Los Angeles suburb of Rancho Palos Verdes. County Fire Captain Mike Brown says firefighters are making headway despite conditions ideal for a blaze to spread.
Very hot, triple digits, of course, in some areas, low humidities, and again, the brush is extremely dry out there. Very low winds, and that's probably one of the things that helped with this particular fire.
So far, there are no injuries reported in the blazes. Up the coast in the Pacific Northwest, about 100 firefighters are battling a wildfire threatening the town of Mosier, Oregon. Beth Kennedy's with the U.S. Forest Service.
The fire is probably 3 miles from the actual town of Mosier, and actively burning.
Mosier has a population of fewer than 500 people. Officials say about a dozen homes have been evacuated so far. On Wall Street right now, the Dow off 17 points. The NASDAQ is up about 9. This is CBS News.
Reason number 48 to switch to Geico.
As much as you enjoy the experience, you won't have to go to the post office. We can automatically debit your checking account or even charge a premium to your credit card. It's easy and you never have to worry about mailing your car insurance premium again. But we must warn you, you won't get to use any postage stamps. I hear they're coming out with some pretty cool designs.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This dramatization was inspired by a real letter from Anne of New Hampshire, a mom whose child has allergies, after she discovered Little Allergies Allergen Block.
Oh, my daughter's horse riding lessons gave her allergy attacks, so we were going to stop the lessons. But then I found Little Allergies Allergen Block, this invisible gel you rub around your nostrils. It blocks allergens without drugs or side effects. So we tested it at a lesson. No sniffling or sneezing.
Help with the block on allergies with Little Allergies Allergen Block. Use as directed.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. The FBI predicted the shaggy bandit would slip up and get caught, and it's apparently happened.
We had a bank teller in Boulder who observed a man enter the bank that fit the description of the shaggy bandit. He came in, wasn't there very long, and left. He called 911 right away.
The FBI's Kathy Wright says they believe they've arrested the shaggy bandit, a 29-year-old man investigators believe is responsible for 14 bank robberies in Colorado and 3 other states. The fire in the Poudre Canyon, now at 11 acres, but 50% contained.
But it is very dry up there. We do have some tall grasses thanks to the spring rain.
Eloise Campanella with the Larimer County Sheriff's Office. They cheered in Philadelphia last night when Michael Vick returned to the football field, but it's uncertain what football fans in Denver will do Sunday as Jay Cutler comes back with his new team, the Chicago Bears.
$12 million a year. The coach had every right in the world to talk about trading him, and I'm glad that he's gone, and I hope that the Broncos stomp him.
Cutler will likely play just during the first half of Sunday's game. And John Elway reportedly gets remarried tomorrow in Idaho to former Oakland Raiders cheerleader Paige Green. Rockies are in San Francisco tonight to take on the Giants. The Dodgers beat them yesterday at Coors Field 3-2. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm David Kale. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where it's a busy drive right now with both accidents and stalls causing some highway delays. Broken down semi southbound I-25 right around 20th causing some slowing. Checking on those CDOT cameras, looks like there's a truck and a trailer also broken down off to the right lane. This is also southbound I-25 after 58th, so factor that into your ride downtown. There's wrecks on 225 at Alameda as well as the eastbound side of I-70 near Peoria. Now that one's off to the right shoulder but catching some looks. Surface street issues that involve accidents. 6 and Santa Fe, Jewel and Zuni, as well as Sheridan and Evans. Now it sounds like there's a car that ran out of gas. It's blocking up a lane of travel on the ramp from westbound I-70 to southbound I-25. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a sunny day with a high of about 84, 85 degrees. Cool in the overnight low, dropping down to 52. Currently, it is 69 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Save with the all-new super price reductions at...
Ladies and gentlemen.
Presenting the one, the only...
Entertaining.
Quentin Tarantino has struck box office gold and scored the best opening weekend of his career with his latest movie, Inglourious Basterds, which ranked in a whopping $37.6 million. The movie, which stars Brad Pitt, tells the story of a group of Jewish American commandos who wage a violent and surprisingly humorous war on the Nazis.
the winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Attention all food fans. The first ever Top Chef Master has been named, and the new season of the regular flavored show has begun. Chef Rick Bayless came out on top after his master's battle with competitors Hubert Keller and Michael Chiarello and won $100,000 for his favorite charity. Next came the new season premiere with 17 new chef contestants fighting for the title of Top Chef.
TomTom turn-by-turn navigation for the iPhone has arrived. The eagerly awaited software recently hit the App Store with a price tag of just under $100. It promises all of the features you'd expect from a GPS system, plus a few added benefits which take advantage of the phone's multi-touch screen. You can pinch to zoom, scroll through menus, and more. There's also a car kit available, complete with charging abilities.
Ladies and gentlemen,
movie director Ridley Scott is returning to the Alien franchise. His original creation back in 1979 spawned a slew of sequels, including James Cameron's Aliens and David Fincher's Alien 3. But Scott is returning to make a prequel. The question on the tip of everyone's tongue is whether or not Sigourney Weaver's Ripley character will be returning too.
Next top model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Actor Tony Danza is returning to television. Best known for his roles in shows Taxi and Who's the Boss, Danza will appear in a new show called Teach on cable channel A&E. He'll be seen co-teaching a 10th grade English class at Northeast High School in Philadelphia. And although he admits that the thought of teaching on TV is daunting, his goal is to be a really good teacher.
It's official. The next season of American Idol will not feature Paula Abdul and her trademark over-the-top positivity. Abdul recently confirmed rumors and announced via her Twitter that after 8 years, she wouldn't be returning. TV executives hope to find her replacement before January and the start of the live shows. Until then, guest judges, including Victoria Beckham, will sit in. The lineup for the new season of ABC's Dancing with the Stars has been announced. And like previous seasons, this one has a few celebrity surprises in store. Macy Gray, Kelly Osbourne, Aaron Carter, Donny Osmond, and former Dallas Cowboy Michael Irvin have all been named as contestants in the show, which hits screens on September 21st.
In Congress to overhaul energy policy. Back to healthcare, the California insurer Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield today blasted out an email to its customers attacking the Democrats' health reform and asking customers to help fight those reforms. Democratic Congressman, the Blue Dog leader, Jim Marshall, at a town hall meeting in Georgia yesterday said that I haven't read the healthcare bill and I won't vote for it. So we have a Blue Dog Democrat now echoing what Senator James Inhofe, the Republican from Oklahoma, said. He was quoted, Inhofe was, in his local paper saying, I don't have to read the health care bill or know what's in it. I'm going to oppose it anyway. So all of these negotiations, really, you can tell, they're not being done in good faith. Colorado news. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar stressed yesterday that any legislation dealing with climate change must consider the impact on water and agriculture. Salazar was speaking at an energy forum at Fossil Ridge High School in Colorado. Supporters and families of 32 medically needy people who may lose access to a state-funded Western Slope nursing facility flooded Governor Ritter's office yesterday with calls voicing their concern with his recent round of budget cuts. And as I said earlier, this may be the silver lining in all the budget cuts is that people will be reminded why government is important. Xcel Energy's Cameo unit will become the first coal-fired power plant in the country to also be linked to a solar energy array. Some Colorado medical pot users face eviction. We had on Mason Tvert earlier in the show about the mayor's panel here in Denver proposing an official plan to say that marijuana possession penalties will be only $1. On the same day, we have a Denver Post story about how medical marijuana users who are using medical marijuana legally under state law because they are violating technically federal law. In some cases, they are being evicted from federally funded housing. Frontier Airlines, according to the Denver Business Journal, maintained its successful ways in July, reporting its ninth straight month of operating profit. Yesterday, we reported that Frontier Airlines' new parent company, Republic Airways, is demanding tax breaks from Denver. And if it doesn't get them, it's threatening to leave. So the company simultaneously reporting profits and also threatening to leave unless it gets tax breaks from Denver, which is in a budget crisis. And our final news story of the update, Colorado lost 15,000 manufacturing jobs in the year ending in July. That ranks us 29th in the number of manufacturing jobs. So I guess we're not high up there on the number of jobs that we lost, but 15,000 is a lot. By contrast, just to give you a comparison, Ohio experienced, which is the worst, 127,000 manufacturing jobs lost last year. That is your news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
Okay, we're going to get back to the phones now. Do you think the military is trying to desensitize us to the war in Iraq and Afghanistan? It's 9:13 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, I'll play you the ad campaign from the military's new ad campaign that I think is trying to desensitize us to war. Of course, new polls show that the public opposition to Iraq and Afghanistan is intensifying. So stick around. We'll replay these ads and we'll get back to your calls. We got some open lines, 303-713-7600 if you want to get in on this. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Yeah, it's a good thing we're hitting traffic here early, Dave. Got a new multi-vehicle accident northbound 225 right around Alameda. So that's going to make it a mess getting in and out of Aurora right now. Seeing delays back to Mississippi if you're traveling northbound. Southbound is also a little sluggish due to an earlier accident there around Yosemite. Got a right shoulder crash eastbound I-70 west of Peoria. Still got the stall, southbound I-25 after 58th Avenue. So that's making it tough getting into downtown. Also crashed Santa Fe at I-25. Another one at Jewel and Zuni. The forecast, like yesterday, mostly sunny and high, mostly sunny with a high around 84 degrees. Very slight chance for isolated thunderstorms. Tomorrow, we're looking at a high around 80 under sunny skies. And on Sunday, partly cloudy, but going to be a little warmer with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Right now, 70 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Introducing the all-new Chevy Equinox with an EPA-estimated 32 mpg highway and up to 600 highway miles between fill-ups.
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
I want to suck. I get it. Blood makes you squeamish.
Love sucks on the CW Thursday.
They're not coming back.
It was good.
The Vampire Diaries, series premiere Thursday, September 10th, followed by the season premiere of Supernatural on the CW.
Attention XL Energy Electric customers. Did you know that the XL Solar Rewards rebate could be reduced at any time? Last year, the Solar Rewards rebate that allows you to save up to 60% on solar dropped by a full dollar overnight, raising the out-of-pocket cost of a solar power system by several thousand dollars. Don't let this happen to you. Call Independent Power Systems today to lock in the full rebate for 1 year. Locking in the rebate does not obligate you to buy, but will ensure that you'll receive the full discount if you do go solar. Other companies are charging up to $1,000 for this service. Independent Power Systems will lock in your rebate for free. And remember, Boulder County residents can still go solar for zero down and one annual payment using the Climate Smart Loan Program. but you must attend a workshop before September 1st. Don't miss this historic opportunity to save up to 60% on solar. Visit solarips.com/rebate or call 303-443-0115 for details.
REI asks, just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out at the REI Labor Day Sale. You'll find great deals on gear that can help your family and friends get outside and end summer on a high note. Save up to 30% on select camping, hiking, cycling, and backpacking gear. All backed by our 100% guarantee. The REI Labor Day Sale, August 28th through September 7th. Stop by your local REI retailer or shop REI.com. REI. Find out.
610-4790. 800-610-4790.
917 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. One story I forgot to update you on. This is insane. Off the Huffington Post news story from their investigative fund, Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner has finally moved into a permanent home after 8 months in Washington, leaving behind some lingering questions, check this out, about the rent-free arrangement he enjoyed with a college friend who was a former Wall Street executive and now a top official at a major international lender. Until he moved out of the house, Geithner was spending day and night, quite literally, in the company of former senior officials of the banks being overseen and bailed out by the government that Geithner is running. So disgusting. I mean, you want to, it's so nauseating how mobbed up parts of this administration really are. It's just nauseating. I mean, I am supportive of what Obama's trying to do on healthcare, but the economic team that he has put in there, how close they are to Wall Street is just, it's really vomit-inducing. It really makes me want to vomit in my mouth. Actually, I don't want to vomit in my mouth. That's kind of disgusting. All right. As promised, we're going to get back to our discussion about the Pentagon and what it's trying to do, I think, to desensitize us to war. Here is a new ad from the Navy that I saw at the movie theater recently. It's a new ad campaign. There's also an Air Force ad just like it. It comes in the face of new polls showing increased opposition to the Iraq War and the Afghanistan War.
They fly by themselves. They swim by themselves. They see everything, but you see nothing. They are the drones. Starring Fire Scout. Mission, situational awareness and surgical targeting. Mind Hunter. Capability, detect, localize, classify, and identify mind threats. Talon. Specialty, explosive ordnance disarmament and removal. The Protector. Expertise, terrorist interceptor, piracy eradicator. This isn't science fiction. This is life in the United States Navy, where you work with technology of the future every day. In episode one, the drones fight terrorism and protect America. And in the process, they keep the front lines unmanned.
So that was the Navy's ad, and you heard that last part. The last part, I think, is the most offensive, saying, not basically, but explicitly, that the drones fight terrorism, protect America, and in the process, they keep the front lines unmanned. Now, this comes as the Pentagon has convinced the Obama administration not to release those photos from Iraq and Afghanistan prisons. The president has been cautious in trying to not allow photos of flag-draped coffins out. And I'm wondering if you think that this is an effort to desensitize us to the really human cost of war. I think it is. I mean, certainly there are unmanned drones and technology that these ads are talking about, but there's something unseemly about the military trying to recruit people by telling them that they never, really suggesting that they never will have to face combat. We got an instant message here to our studio And you can always instant message us at www.am760.net, www.am760.net. The music in the ad sounds like it's from the A-Team or Magnum P.I., Jen writes. And this is such BS. A friend's husband had a freak out and signed up about 4 years back with a promise of not being sent overseas. But when he was assigned, my friend brought up his extremely fragile mental state. He never should have been let in the first place. And they were able to get him discharged. Actually, she goes on to I think, suggest that he was ended up possibly facing a deployment overseas. Do you think that's what the military is trying to do? Desensitize us to the war. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to Janie in Laramie. Janie, you're on AM 760.
Yes. Hello.
Hi there.
I'm an Air Force veteran. I retired in 1993, so it's kind of old. And I know nothing about drones, but I have to assume that they don't have a flying range that can get them from Omaha over to Afghanistan, so they're going to have to be stationed forward somewhere near the war zone.
Well, I can tell you this: when I saw the ad in the movie theater, the two guys who are controlling the drone in the Air Force ad, they walk out, and it doesn't say exactly where they are, but they walk out and they're in a very it looked very, very safe, and it looked like they were at home. My memory is that it made it out that they were stateside. Now, I don't know technologically the answer to this question, but I'm wondering if the drone may be over in the theater of war, but it may be being controlled by people who are stateside.
Right, and if you have the drone in the forward area, you've got to have maintenance people, you've got to have security police.
Right.
You've got to have people to feed them. You've got to have a command structure.
Right.
So the ad, if it isn't outright lying, it's very misleading because you forget the whole trail that's behind a single airplane.
That's a really, really good point. That is a really, really good point that for every drone and for every two pilots who may be controlling the drone, there are probably scores of people who had to get the drone there, maintain the drone, maintain the maintenance people, maintain the base over where the drone takes it. You're absolutely right. And this is the whole point. I think that the message of these is join the military and you get to play. Really, all you have to do, all you'll be facing is playing a glorified PlayStation. And I think that there's just something unseemly about this. Janie, thanks for the call.
Okay, bye.
Let's go to John in Denver. John, you're on AM 760.
Hey, good morning, David.
Morning.
How are you?
Good.
Hey, I don't know if you saw the 60-minute piece on this very topic. I think it was last Sunday or possibly the Sunday before that.
I didn't see it.
Excellent. It was also very creepy because here was a guy in Las Vegas, a Air Force pilot who, you know, does this work. And, you know, he kisses his wife in the morning. He sits in rush hour traffic. He takes a coffee break. And then he goes back to manning the drone and blowing up people. And it just, you know, then he goes home and plays with his kids or whatever. So,
and I have no doubt that this happens, right? I mean, that's why I say in the column, it's not pure science fiction. There's no doubt that this happens. Yeah. And I don't want to be seen as somebody who says this is necessarily bad in the sense of, you know, yes, it's better that a couple people are able to be stateside instead of be deployed in a forward area. Yeah. But I think, obviously, there are people who are deployed in a forward area. And also, and I try to get to this in the column, what also is kind of creepy is not just the presentation to the public and to potential recruits that war is just a safe, innocuous video game, but there's also something even deeper that we are wreaking havoc on very real people via robots. Now, again, yes, there's a benefit to that in the sense that allows some of our men and women to not have to be right there in the trenches, if you will. But there's something really creepy about waging, you know, dropping bombs on people and villages through a robot. And I remember the movie, what was it? It was Clear and Present Danger. I think it was Clear and Present. Or it might have been Patriot Games. That was Patriot Games. That's right. In Patriot Games, there's a scene where Harrison Ford, after setting up, finding out where a terrorist camp was, he then watches the CIA use a drone to eliminate the terrorist camp. And it's what was good about that movie was it portrayed it in a, this very, he got kind of creeped out. He was weirded out by the fact that people were stateside controlling a robot, killing people all the way across the globe.
Yeah, I don't know if that was a robot or just a regular fighter so high up with video.
And they did it in Syriana, too. Remember in Syriana, they killed that the brother of the sheik because with a drone, definitely with a drone.
Well, I would really highly recommend people to somehow find that piece on 60 Minutes because they did a fair job, of giving, both sides of this issue and actually talking about how, as the previous caller mentioned, how people would get the thing up, in theater, up in the air, and then the guys in Las Vegas would take over from there. And, but desensitized is the perfect word because that's, nobody wants to go to war, but, they're really playing to this video game culture, these 18 to 25-year-olds are immersed in now.
That's absolutely the target audience. And as I said, the only weird thing, and I'm sure this wasn't deliberate, was that I saw these ads right before the movie The Hurt Locker. And, of course, the movie The Hurt Locker, which I strongly suggest everybody go see, The Hurt Locker is all about the mundane carnage and the mundane, unfortunately mundane, experience of soldiers who are deployed in Iraq. And so you had these ads portraying war as this video game. They're real ads from the real U.S. military portraying war as a video game. And you had the Hollywood movie, a dramatization, that I think delivered a much more honest portrayal of what it's actually like to go to war. You know, it was about a bomb squad in Iraq. It's a fantastic movie. And it was just so... there's something wrong when Hollywood is producing more honest presentations of what's going on in war than the military itself. Hey, John, thanks for the call, man.
Great job, David. Thanks.
Jen in Breckenridge. Jen, you're on AM760. Hello, Jen.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment about the ad. It gives me, I don't have any military experience, and, I'm not for or against the military. I support the troops. It gives me a very uneasy feeling hearing this ad and making it sound like it's some kind of a cartoon or a comic book to go even take this job of using drones, even if you're not on the front lines, not thinking the whole thing through, the impact of what you're doing, even if you don't have to see any action.
Yeah, no, that's and that's a tough issue to talk about, but I think it's important there. There are many different layers here. There's the effort to desensitize the general population, say, hey, war's not a big deal, it's just a video game. None of our guys are going to get hurt. There's the effort to reassure potential recruits, hey, if you enlist, you're probably not going to get hurt, you're just going to play a cool video game. And then there's the even deeper idea, as you say, this weird, and I find it uncomfortable, this idea that the making of war is going to become this situation where we can control robotic drones to wreak real blood and guts consequences on other countries, and how in making war that easy and clean for one side, it makes it easier to wage war because it disconnects not just the general population, not just the soldiers, but the military leadership from the really viscerally disturbing and upsetting consequences of war. And as I say in the column, look, every war, justifiable or not, every war is a lamentable human tragedy. World War II, I think a fairly justifiable war, was a lamentable human tragedy. I'm not saying we shouldn't have waged World War II. What I'm saying, though, is that it was a human tragedy. And when you disconnect your military leadership, your population, and your soldiers from that truism, you potentially make your society more supportive of war. And what I say in the column, and I think what's really strange about this is the paradox, right? The military is putting out this message because it knows the public is becoming less and less supportive of war. They're trying to play to that. They're trying to say, well, the country's becoming less supportive of war, so we will put out an ad that's saying war, effectively saying war isn't that bad.
Right.
And ultimately, the paradox is, in playing to our less war, our more peace-oriented national psyche, it could end up making us more supportive of war because we are being taught effectively that, hey, war isn't that bad. War's not that big a deal. It's like playing your Xbox or your PlayStation. So there's a lot of psychology going on here. And again, I think this is really propagandistic, and I think it's important to flag it and try to come to terms with it. You know, for every drone that flies over a village and drops a bomb, I mean, people are dying. People are being killed.
Right.
And to disconnect us from that, I think is really not right. Hey, thanks for the call.
Thank you. Bye.
And I just want to add one other thing. You know, a caller before said, you know, part of the problem, it's not just the military's ads, right? When the media doesn't show what war is really like, you know, I know there's this whole, well, we don't want to show blood and guts on the evening news. Well, I think that's wrong. I think we should want to see that on the evening news because that's what's really going on. And if we don't see what's really going on, then it's easier for us to forget about it or support it. And it's the same thing with when we don't see those pictures of the travesty and the atrocities that happened at the prisons in Afghanistan and Iraq. When we don't see photos of when we bar the media from taking photos of flag draped coffins coming home, we disconnect the population from the war that we are funding. 9:33 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. Is the military, is the Pentagon, trying to desensitize us to war? 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Traffic's not so bad for us as we made a decent recovery. This new crash, though, in Aurora, northbound side, 225 at Alameda, causing problems all the way back around Parker Road now at the spillway. Also working a stall southbound I-25 after 58th Avenue. That's adding to some stop-and-go coming into Denver. Also finding some stop-and-go situations north southbound 2 1/4 as well, Colfax to Alameda. So that crash is causing some slowdowns on the other side of the highway. Rest of the drive looking pretty darn good. No problems. Northbounders going into downtown on 25. Also C-470 back in the 60s. Your forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, and warm with highs in the low to mid-80s. Have a slight chance for afternoon thunderstorms. Our current temperature in downtown Denver, 72 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Shop the JCPenney lowest prices of the back-to-school season sale. Get doorbusters Friday, 3 p.m. to close, and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Go to jcp.com and see everything on sale. Style, quality, and price matter. JCPenney. Offer ends August 29th.
Mario Solis Marriage.
TGIV. Today on the Mario Solis.
As a Major League Baseball umpire for over 30 years, I've learned focus is everything. That's why I switched to a complete multivitamin with more. Only one a day Men's 50 Plus Advantage has both ginkgo for memory and concentration, plus support for heart health. Centrum can't give you all that. And in this game, I want every advantage.
One a day Men's 50 Plus Advantage, the official multivitamin of Major League Baseball.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Mark Lincoln Mercury is your destination for the largest selection of new Lincoln and Mercury product in the state. So if you're in the market to purchase or lease a vehicle, put Landmark on your list. The Lincoln Mercury product on display is stunning in design and function. Mercury Mariner, Mercury Milan, Lincoln MKZ, Lincoln Navigator, Lincoln MKS, Lincoln MKX, and the much anticipated Lincoln MKT. These vehicles are simply spectacular. Ford Motor Credit offers factory subsidized leasing on every Lincoln or low rate financing on all Lincoln and Mercurys, including certified pre-owned. If you desire a non-pressure buying experience, have one of our long-term professionals assist you. Landmark Lincoln Mercury has achieved number one ranking in Denver in sales and service performance. For the best in price, selection, and complete customer satisfaction, visit us at 5000 South Broadway or at buylincolns.com. Make the Landmark decision.
Volume claim based on total retail sales for the state of Colorado based on 2008 Ford statistics. Sales and service claims based on total retail sales for the city of Denver based on 2008 Ford statistics.
Tired of waiting in line to bank a big bundle of paper checks? Need a faster way to deposit your cash without even getting off your couch? There's an app for that. USAA customers now have their very own iPhone app, which allows you to take a photo of both sides of the check, hit send, and then sit back as the deposit gets processed as if you were actually in the bank lobby.
Leveraging your bank account, they are brutal. They want their money, which they think you happen to be holding. You can't do this by yourself. I've been a lawyer for almost 30 years. I wouldn't dream of calling the IRS on my own. Mike and Brian, Tax Resolution Services, are the best at what they do. They'll handle your case on your behalf. They've been doing it successfully for years. Call them at 1-800-755-9602. 1-800-755-9602. That's 1-800-755-9602.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. It's going up into the 80s today. Great forecast for the weekend. And before we get back to the phones about military recruitment, I want to play this clip from radio host, right-wing radio host Neil Bortz. Before I tell you what it's about, I've been on CNN with Neil Bortz, and he, I forget what he called me. He called me like a jerk or something like that. I can't remember exactly what he said, but he's a real blowhard. And this was his comment about the anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. Check this out.
I talked about New Orleans, and I said that, you know, Katrina is a word, if you look it up in name meanings, it means cleansing. And if Katrina cleansed New Orleans, it just washed out a lot of debris, including human debris.
Yeah, so
washed it right into Houston, Shreveport, Baton Rouge, Mobile, many other areas.
So there you go. There's the right-wing conservative take on survivors and victims of Hurricane Katrina. They were human debris. Human debris. That is the conservative take on Katrina. And I think it connects to the attempt to dehumanize that we're really talking about here. There is always in politics an attempt to dehumanize. And what we've been talking about this hour is the new military ad campaign that I think seeks to dehumanize war. We've got these ads coming out, recruitment ads saying join the military and you won't have to go into combat. You'll just be able to spend your time playing glorified video games, controlling unmanned aerial drones halfway across the globe. You won't have to actually deal with the blood and guts consequences of war. For the general public, I think that basically is trying to say, hey, war is not that big a deal. It's pretty innocuous. We've got new technology now that makes war, that basically sanitizes war. What do you think? 303-713-7600. We'll go to Joel in Highlands Ranch. Joel, you're on AM 760.
Hi, David. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to say that, you know, it's a little bit off topic. It's regarding the same thing. I'm surprised that the Navy is going so all out and the Air Force are going so all out in recruitment right now. I just joined the National Guard. It was actually pretty difficult to get in. What with all the questions that they ask you to make sure that they're not sending anybody over there who's crazy or whatever. But in any case, Obama's made it pretty clear that he's trying to ramp down in Iraq and then ramp up in Afghanistan. And I think this is part of that larger political issue that he really is trying to get things going in Afghanistan and recruit as many people as possible, young people of the age that, would be flying these drones and so on and so forth. I guess how long is he planning on being there?
Well, that's the question that nobody knows the answer to. And, I think that now you've got new polls out, a new poll out last week showing the public 2-1 opposes an escalation in Afghanistan. I think that the president, both presidents, by the way, President Obama, President Bush, they have not articulated what the mission is in Afghanistan, what the timetable is in Afghanistan. It's really, really disturbing. And, you mix a dehumanizing message that says, hey, war's not a big deal, with an escalation and with no mission. And I think that's a formula for disaster. And I want to make this point that I think is one that's been missed, is that, we hear a lot of talk. Let's just step out from the human aspect of this. You hear a lot of talk that, hey, healthcare, we got to worry about the deficit, right? Oh, we can't pass a healthcare reform that adds to the deficit. Well, why are we only worried about the deficit when it comes to healthcare? But hey, want to continue the occupation of Iraq? You want an escalation in Afghanistan? Oh, no worry about the deficit. Don't worry. No, we got, no deficit questions about that. Hey, maybe costing us $2 trillion. No big deal. Don't think about the deficit there. Only think about the deficit on healthcare. It just shows you what our priorities really are, what the goals really are, the selective decisions on what is and is not important. And I think you're right. I think we don't know what the mission in Afghanistan is. And I think that's in part what the public is reacting to when you see polls 2-1 opposed to an escalation in Afghanistan. And I think the military propagandists are pretty smart. These ads are not a mistake. They're not an accident. They're part of a coordinated strategy to say, hey, war is not a big deal. And of course, as you know how I feel, war is a huge deal. It's always a human tragedy. Hey, thanks for the call. Ralph in Colorado Springs. Ralph, you're on AM760.
Yeah, Dave, I happen to be one of those Vietnam vets that was tangentially connected with the development of the drones starting in Vietnam, probably starting long before that. And, it's very nice that we can say, well, we're going to have a nice, safe, easy war. The only problem with that is war requires two to tango.
Mm-hmm.
And the other side, the CIA term for it is blowback.
Exactly.
But the problem is we're having a nice, safe war, and then suddenly we have 9/11.
And I think that's an important point that everybody was called a conspiracy theorist for making right after 9/11, which is, if you brought up the idea that, not the idea, the truth, that the United States government helped arm the Mujahideen in Afghanistan, which ultimately became part of the Taliban. If you brought that up, you were called a conspiracy theorist. If you brought up during the lead up to the Iraq War that the reason we thought that Saddam Hussein had WMD was because we gave them to him in the Iran-Iraq War. One commentator said, we know that they have WMD because we have the receipts for them.
Exactly.
And if you brought that up, you were considered a conspiracy theorist. And so you're absolutely right that if the wars that we continue to wage without mission and in a desensitized, dehumanized kind of way, they may not seem like they have consequences right now, but you're absolutely right. How many times do we have to be taught that these consequences come down the road?
Dave, I'll make a real quick comment here. In Vietnam, the grunts on the ground suffered from what the pilots in the air dropped because the grunts then had to go out and live on the earth. And their question was, why do the peasants hate us so much?
Mm-hmm.
The answer was, you killed my grandma, mm-hmm. you maimed my child. If you put Americans in the position of the Afghanis
mm-hmm.
or the Vietnamese, no American worth his salt is not going to get back at whoever manned those drones.
Then that's what blowback, as you said, that's what blowback is all about. So we can make ourselves feel better that a certain percentage more of our wars are being conducted through unmanned aerial vehicles and drones, but you're absolutely right. The long-term damage that we are creating and the long is damage to our national security.
Exactly. Wars are never one way. The Israelis know that.
Yep.
That's why they can wipe the board, but they know what comes back is they throw a stone in the ocean, and what comes back at them is a tidal wave.
Oh, that's exactly right. Hey, Ralph, thanks so much for the call, man.
Yep.
Take care.
You too.
John in Denver. John, you're on AM 760.
Hello?
Hey, John.
Yeah, this is John. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, I just wanted to say something. I noticed that our language has changed quite a bit. We're using the term war and conservatism and terms like that, and they don't mean now what they used to mean. And I think war is one of those. War at one time meant men of valor who had irreconcilable differences would meet on some plane somewhere. And they would have it out until the best one won. Now what it is a bunch of slaughter of innocent civilians from some faraway place. In the days of old when there was war, mostly the warriors died. Now it's mostly innocent, unarmed civilians. So what we're doing now is not necessarily war anymore. It is a practiced form of genocide that we use the term of war to somehow mitigate the fact that we are killing innocent and people and displacing them from their homes in the most tragic and inhuman way.
Well, I agree with you. And I would only add that the reason that has changed, I think, is on both sides, right? I mean, I think that the old institutions of war, of world war, of global war. Now, the Soviet Union, we're talking about superpowers here, superpower states, the United States, the Soviet Union, European powers. Those old institutions have changed their tactics. How, also, though, the opponents of those old institutions of war have changed their tactics as well. I mean, we saw that in Vietnam. You know, you saw the North Vietnamese hiding in civilian villages, and now you see Islamic terrorists hiding in mosques and also hiding in civilian villages. So I'll just say this. I'm not making a value judgment either way, although I certainly think it's really immoral to be conducting war and using humans as shields. I think that's absolutely, civilians as shields. I think that's absolutely, I mean, all war is a tragedy, but that is truly, truly immoral. But I agree with you. I mean, war, the nature of war has changed. And now when you add in this element of we've got technology to totally dehumanize it, it's just a, you know, we're not even, when we say war, you're right. We're not talking about anymore. We're not even talking about Vietnam style war. We're talking about a totally different concept.
Exactly. It's like extermination, really. I mean, it's like when you spray your garage from spiders with Raid. I mean, it's just incredibly, amazingly inhuman and unfair. And it's a practice that we're going to have to stop or there'll be none of us left because technology is starting to spread to these people who don't have it, and they're able to use these types of super weapons. And one of these days, it's going to be blowback on us.
No, and that's exactly what Ralph was pointing out. You're right. And by the way, just as one example of that, we are and were and continue to be very, very concerned that the Taliban and Al Qaeda, because they had roots in the Mujahideen, the Afghani Mujahideen that we funded, that they still have access to those Stinger missiles, which can shoot down civilian airliners, right? That's a low-grade example of technology that we developed, and because we proliferated it, we now worry that it's going to come back to haunt us. And I think now that we're in the hyper-technological era of unmanned drones, et cetera, everything that we develop as a means of war can definitely come back to haunt us. Great call. Thanks for the call. 951 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. Do you think the Pentagon, in its new ad campaign, is trying to desensitize us to war? The new ad campaign basically suggesting that if you enlist right now, you probably won't have to go into combat. You'll just, at worst, be able to control remote-controlled vehicles and drones which conduct the war for us. Is this a way to try to desensitize us to war, to say that, hey, war is not a big deal? 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Still seeing single-digit speeds moving across northbound 225 from Mississippi up to Alameda. That's where we got a multi-vehicle car crash. It's right there around Alameda. Southbound is also sluggish from Colfax to Alameda. Also seeing some slower jams southbound I-25, I-70 past Spear Boulevard. Our daily construction set up single lane closures either direction of Colfax between Kipling and Sheridan. Also various single lane closures on I-76, both directions at 96th Avenue. We've got some concrete paving going on there. And also some closures both directions of 104th Avenue over I-25 bridge work. Expect some delays up there at that intersection. Your forecast, like yesterday, mostly sunny, a high around 84 degrees. Going to be a little breezy, too. Very slight chance for isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. Tomorrow, we're looking for a high around 79 degrees under sunny skies. And on Sunday, partly cloudy but warmer with a high of 83. Currently, 72 degrees downtown. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Stop by your local Lincoln Mercury dealer and test drive the latest in technology and luxury and learn why Lincoln, why now? Visit your local Lincoln Mercury dealers for more details.
Randy Rhodes.
Your bank has more information about you than your doctor does.
Hi, this is Dan Johnson, General Manager of Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. And due to the recent success of the Cash for Clunkers program, we are running out of pre-owned vehicles. We had to crush most of our recent trade-ins and must replenish our used car lot. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet will pay you 110% of book value or more, whether you buy a vehicle from us or not. We would love to sell you a new or used vehicle, and because of our low overhead, we can sell them for less. We don't have fancy showrooms, we just have the lowest prices. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at LynnLyleChevy.com.
Like that, you'll love this. We'll also install it for just $39. Any size home, no matter how many rooms. So right now, your budget covers more square feet than ever before, thanks to new lower prices on Stainmaster and $39 basic installation. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
This is a public announcement for consumers who are overwhelmed with state and federal tax debt. If you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay, you can now receive a no-risk tax review and get powerful information on how you may be able to settle your delinquent taxes for a fraction of what you owe. Get a no-risk tax review from Tax Helpline. This is a service to the public offered by the Tax Helpline. The call is free. The information is powerful. If you have over $10,000 of back taxes and have been hit with an IRS bank levy, wage garnishment, tax lien, excessive penalties, or a afraid any of these may happen, call the Tax Helpline now. The Tax Helpline's enrolled agents are ex-IRS employees with over 40 years of experience negotiating rock-bottom settlements and affordable payment plans. Call the Tax Helpline immediately. 866-796-9943. 866-796-9943. Call for your no-risk tax review. 866-796-9943. 866-796-9943. The Tax Helpline is not a government agency.
How would you like to lose weight for free? Hi, I'm Steve Bostic for Right Size Smoothies.
And I'm Scott Johnson. For a few months now, we've offered an incredible deal to the public. Use Right Size Free for 2 full weeks and see how much weight you can lose before you pay for them.
But some of you haven't called, so we're offering one last chance to take advantage of this popular offer. These people called.
I lost weight within a couple days. Now I'm down 120 pounds.
A free trial sounded like a no-brainer, so I called. Within the first week, I'd lost a lot of weight.
I knew within a few days I finally found the answer. I've lost 44 pounds.
Right Size Smoothies contain an appetite manager called Apamine that knocks out hunger cold. You'll see results early, so you'll know you can do it.
How much weight can you lose in 2 weeks? Try Right Size Free and find out. You could be our next testimonial.
For your free 2-week trial, call 1-800-900-0805. That's up to 30 free smoothies. 1-800-900-0805. 1-800-900-0805.
Five fifty six here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota, getting ready to go to Estes Park this weekend. So psyched. So psyched. We'll take a couple more of your calls on this issue of whether you think the Pentagon is trying to desensitize us to war. Patrick in Fort Collins. Patrick, you're on AM 760.
Hey, how we doing, Captain Sirota?
Good.
Well, by the way, I really appreciated all of your insight from your trip to China. That was definitely most enlightening.
Thanks, man.
But not as enlightening is, yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. This is a desensitization on the part of the Defense Department to basically, you know, try to make war somewhat more palatable. I mean, the fact is that, you know, I see Afghanistan more so closer to a war than an occupation that we have in Iraq. And the fact is that, you know, our military-industrial complex, you know, no different than how, Dwight D. Eisenhower warned us, you know, over 50 years ago from, was these guys, you know, just have an unseen hand. And very well, if they're going to dictate, you know, our foreign policy, the only thing we're ever going to do is just have nothing but plenty of jobs, you know, for good, hardworking Americans to build bombs as opposed to building books, as opposed to...
building schools, yeah,
you know,
no,
yeah, letting us, you know, screw up healthcare three times. I mean, you know, we could have done that. You know, we could have screwed up healthcare three times instead of doing this war.
No, that's exactly right, and that's exactly what they're trying to preserve, and that's exactly why they're trying to desensitize us. I completely agree. Hey, Patrick, thanks for the call, man.
You're my man.
Thanks, man. All right, Hal, you're the last call of the day. Hal, you're on AM 760.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Listen, I just want to make a comment. I spent 17 years in the Navy. I was a Navy fighter pilot, and unfortunately I got caught in a drawdown, and I didn't get my 20 years. And what I am listening to my friends now, and this kind of goes back to Vietnam, is the Pentagon and the military selling the war. That's what they did during Vietnam, during the body count process. They came out with the Pentagon Papers, and they will do anything to keep this conflict going. They're now referring to it as the GWT, the Global War on Terror.
That's exactly right. That's exactly what this is about. It's about selling the war. Thanks for the call, man. Sorry to cut it short. We got to get out of here. That's been the show for the week. I'll be here next week. Thanks for all of your calls. You can check our website, www.am760.net. We'll post those ads so you can check them out. And go to North High School tonight for that healthcare meeting. Take care.
I bet you knew that fish oil is good for your heart, skin, joints, even memory and focus.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you followed your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Are you in the market for a quiet, friendly apartment community? We didn't think so.
Oh, my God.
Tuesday, September 8th.
I'm not a prostitute.
Move in to television's most notorious address.
Just ask the people who used to live here.
This is Melrose Place.
I've done something really bad.
The must-see series premiere, right after the season premiere of 90210, only on the CW.